Oh my goodness, right? Right? Hey, it's time for the best show. My name's Tom. I'm the host of tonight's installment of the show. And we have an exciting show for you. We got Mary Houlihan's going to be here. You know her, the comedian, funny comedian who has a new, that's right, soda, not beer. Not much better. Why am I drinking soda? Sleep eludes me sometimes, and then you find it's 9 o'clock and you gotta ramp it up, and I don't want to drink caffeine this late, but I got no other choice because I gotta do the best show, and I'm trying to make it as exciting as possible. And if I'm tired on the show, then it won't be a good show, and then it'll suffer, and I'd rather suffer when I'm trying to sleep tonight and have caffeine too late before I go to do the thing that falls asleep on the air, right? The phone number, 201-332-3484. We also got Damien, our friend Damien Abraham, coming down. He's from the band Effed Up, and he does Turned Out a Punk podcast. He's going to be here also, and a lot of other stuff. And get ready, and it's time for the best show. And you should listen to the best show and enjoy this, because here it is, and there's no going back. Best show! Everybody, hi, hey, it's the best show, what's up? It's me, Tom. What's up, everybody? How you doing tonight? Here, as we gather together on this evening, moving from winter to spring. March fades away. April right there on the horizon. Soon it will be warm, then it will be hot, then it will be warm, then it will be cold. You repeat that a bunch of times, and that is it. The number 201-332-3484 here on The Best Show, and we are going to have a great show tonight. We got our friend Mary Houlihan here. Got our friend Damian Abraham's going to be here. All sorts of stuff. And most importantly, though, got Pat here, got Dudio here, and my boy, AP Mike. You there, Mike? How you doing? Doing good? How's the show sound so far? Good? You approve? He's half out the door. He's got senioritis. He's looking out the window. I get it. So, we just heard from Monster Magnet from their new album. Came out on Friday. Mind Bleeper. Mind Bleeper, baby. The thing, the Monster Magnet. I'll tell you this. Think about it. That's heavy duty, man. You hear how they sound? That's some rockin' biz right there. That's Monster Magnet. They ain't messing around. They're still at it. They're out rocking. They're out rocking most bands. Trying to do it. This guy's been at it for a while. He's still out rocking you. That song's called Soul, new album, Mind Bleeper. And they will be playing New York City and New Jersey. They'll be playing New York at the Music Hall of Williamsburg. I think that's Thursday. And then they're playing the Starland Ballroom, I think, on Friday. In Starland, man, that's a venue. Definitely get the most for your money there. Definitely get your value. 31 bands. I think the show started tonight. It's started now. The Friday show has started now. It is 280 hours of straight metal bands, and then Monster Magnet will come on. The phone number, 201-332-3484. We got stuff coming up later in the show. But this is the part of the show. It's just me and you. Just like a rap session right now, right? A good old-fashioned rap session. Like it's like I'm a guidance counselor and I'm talking to you about what's wrong. And you're telling me your problems. And then I, like a guidance counselor, I'm half paying attention. Thinking about the things I want to talk about. What's that, Mike? Okay, I can't hear you. This door is we got a door blocking us. Oh, the guidance counselor in my high school? What a loser that guy was. Like, I'm not saying he's a loser because he was a guidance counselor. This was a loser who got a job being a guidance counselor. This guy was given on bad advice left and right. I think he told me I was to work in like a machine shop or something. Like, can you imagine me? Like, my hands are not my strong suit. This guy's just like, I think I was supposed to be like, I think it really was something like, along the lines of like physical work. Oh, I'm like, yeah, like I'm supposed to be soldering stuff. No, I was terrible. I think he wanted me to take more. Yeah, I'm supposed to be, yeah, let me get a blowtorch. How about you? What was your guidance counselor like, Mike?
good. He was kind of, he was quite old, actually.
Uh-huh.
So he was just biding his time. He just, you know, he just wanted to get out, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, literally, I think he was like in his 60s. He mm-hmm. was, he was older.
Sure.
And he should have probably retired by the time I met him. And yeah, he didn't really give me any good advice.
No, think if you think about it, he's giving guidance, but it's like he's probably also wondering, like, why didn't anybody tell me not to go be a guidance counselor? Where's the guy? Why didn't anybody give me some guidance?
It did seem pretty joyless. I mean, you know,
yeah.
I can't remember him even smiling once. It was just a glum guy.
Yeah.
You know,
this guy's like beaten down.
Yeah, he's like, hey, your grades are pretty good. You should probably try and go to college.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, let me write that down. College. Okay, so after this high school thing, yeah. I should go to college.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's the extent of his advice, yeah,
yeah.
To me. Yeah, that's all I can remember.
Go to college.
And
this guy.
His office was very dimly lit, so it was kind of weird just even meeting with him, you know, in the dark. And he's sort of back there. Mr. Joyce, I can still remember.
You sure that was a guidance counselor?
Like, yeah, I sure hope so.
In a darkened office.
Well, it was a little odd. I think it was in a janitor's closet, or, you know, and meet in there.
Yeah. Now, this guy, my guidance counselor was like one step removed from being in like a janitor's closet. And you'd meet with him like once a year or something. Uh-huh. It's like, you don't know who I am. You're looking at just numbers on a piece of paper, and you're going to tell me what to do with the rest of my life.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you should, because he saw it terrible grades, because I was and still am not smart. And so he was just telling me to just think of things more practical. Like,
oh,
I'm supposed to be, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be a boxing referee? Like, what's this guy want me to be?
Did he probe you for, like, what your interests are, or were you just trying to nudge you into the direction of manual labor?
I remember being so underwhelmed by what he thought I should be doing.
Yeah.
He couldn't have been more off target. It's like,
yeah. He had no idea what you were like.
No idea. He's looking at the grades on this thing and being like, yeah, this kid's not going to set the world on fire with school. I might try to push him in a different direction. this kid's overmatched with school looking at these grades.
Have you looked him up on Facebook?
This guy, there's no way this guy's alive. There's no way.
Oh, okay. My guy's not alive either. No.
Yeah.
Way.
There's no, this guy was way up there also.
Oh, okay.
It's just like, although, maybe I'll go be a guidance counselor. What if, maybe I'll be a guidance counselor. Uh-huh. All right, get out. Best Show, hi.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking tonight?
This is Colette from Athens, Georgia.
Colette, how are you tonight?
I am doing...
I lost you there for a second.
Oh, I said I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Good. I'm good. How's Athens?
It's treating me pretty good right now.
Is everything,
cold out,
is everything settled in terms of your bouncing around and your pet situation and all of that?
I've got one more place to bounce to.
Okay.
I'll be moving out of this apartment in August to a place that is my own, where both my dog and cat can coexist. Winston is chilling out. He's sleeping in his bed right now. It's pretty cool. It's really weird, like, how small something like having your dog in your life makes.
Oh, but makes all the difference.
It's ridiculous, right?
Yeah, because where was your pooch? Was up in, like, Michigan or something, right?
He was up in Michigan with my mom.
That's right. And then now you're reunited. Your dog still needs to defend the barking title, right? Is that what it was? The barking title?
He does. Yeah, he won the barking title. He needs to defend it, but that can wait until next Dogcember. Like, you can build it up like a WrestleMania.
True. Yes, that's right. It's the match that we've waited a year for.
Yeah,
Winston defending his title as bark champion of Dogcember.
He's on Prozac now, so he might not win, but...
On Prozac?
I'll take that handicap.
So what's shaking?
I mostly just wanted to thank you for, like, tweeting me out of the blue about quitting my PhD program. That was really nice of you.
Oh, well, that's so cool. Look, you're taking a break from academia.
Mm-hmm.
For who knows, for an indeterminate amount of time.
Maybe forever.
Maybe forever. Who knows? All I wanted to say to you was that academia, school, that stuff, that's not going anywhere. It's always there for you. You got to go down a different road. You go down the road and the school stuff, you can always find a way to pick that back up. So you can't beat yourself up about that.
Well, definitely not. I think that's something that people who've been in grad school for a long time don't hear enough of, honestly.
The toll
like
that school
takes. You don't
takes.
Have to stick it out.
Right? It took a toll on you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I turned 30 last month, and if you account, like, all the way going back to, like, preschool, I've been in school for 26 years.
Yeah.
It's,
time for a
it's
break.
It's a soccer game.
Yeah. It's time for a break. It's time for you to get on the other side of that desk.
Yeah, I think so.
It's time for you to start doing some teaching. Not that you're going to go be a teacher, but you just don't have to be receiving the info.
That's right.
Start doling out some of the info.
I got a lot of knowledge.
Yeah.
So much knowledge.
Yeah, look, you could have no knowledge and it's still a time for a break.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
You take somebody who's, look, again, my school experience, not so hot. I was not very, it was not my strong suit. Schooling. I was not good at it. I was so low. I think when they did, like, the class ranking or whatever, you know, when they do the thing where you're just, like, the top of class, I was, like, I really think I was, like, 3 from the bottom in my class, from the actual absolute cellar in my class.
That's pretty good, though. That's not quite, what's the word for the last pick in the NFL draft, Mr. Irrelevant?
Where they pick, they'll pick the Mr. Met, or whatever they'll do. They'll just pick some novelty pick for the final draft pick. And, I was close to that. But you realize, though, as you get older, you realize school is important, but school is not the be-all and end-all of things. It should be a complement to life. It is not life.
Right.
So you start to realize that it is not life. It is an aspect and an element. So now it is time for you to get to breathe some fresh air away from
That's
school.
Right. Yeah.
What's the first?
I mean,
thing
it's been great.
Yeah. What's the first thing you're going to do? You going to throw all your books out?
Oh no, Jesus, no! that'd be like the worst thing that I think a poet could do is throw out their books. I might read my books. That's been a thing I haven't been able to do.
Yeah. Read an actual book that's not tied to some sort of school thing.
Yeah, sounds nice. I might see a movie for the first time in a year.
How about that? What a novel idea!
There's been some good stuff, I hear. I understand.
That there's movies to go see, yes. Colette, this sounds like you are about to go down a road that you have been waiting to go down for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I feel like I've been fucking putting 3 years, and now here I am, and things are looking pretty good.
Awesome. This is great. And, your phone is conking out a little bit, so I'm going to move on. But I'm going to say to you, congratulations, you did it. Okay, I'm losing you. Hey. Best Show, hi.
Hi.
Hi. Is this somebody I know with that?
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay, that sounds like a challenge. To whom am I speaking, is what I'll say next.
Your best friend, Annabelle.
My best friend, Annabelle, from Ohio.
Yeah.
What's going on tonight, Annabelle?
Not much, you know.
High school. You're living that high school life. What period is lunch for you? Fifth?
I have 10 periods in the day. So, yeah, I think it's fifth.
What's the best? What's the best thing the cafeteria has? Pizza.
Fiestadas.
Pizza on Friday. You got pizza.
We have pizzas on Wednesdays, and then fiestadas are my favorite.
Tostada. Tostada. What is it now?
Fiestadas, like Mexican pizza.
Okay. Mexican pizza. Yeah. A little different than when I was in high school. We had a hamburger in a bag. Is your food served in a weird heat bag?
No, but I do get it on a styrofoam tray.
Mike, did you have that thing where the food was in like a weird heat pocket bag? Yeah, like you'd get like a grilled cheese sandwich in like a weird silver heat bag.
No, never.
Yeah.
Yeah, why? You did have Stouffer's. That was a Stouffer's thing.
It's Stouffer's.
Yeah, you just put the Stouffer's bag in the boiling water.
Yeah. In school.
No, I never had it at school, huh?
Well, what in the cafeteria at school, what was the main food you ate, Mike?
Pizza was good. You know, pizza.
It was like Elio's. That's where Mike got the taste for this trash pizza. He's always trying to drag us into eating junky pizza because he got the bug when he was in high school of eating this low rent pizza.
I mean, you know, it can be okay sometimes.
Yeah, no, it's good, but it's not when it's your only option. You have actual options.
I do.
Do you have vegetables?
Yes.
Well, that puts you ahead of my school.
I have,
we have no vegetables.
Broccoli most of the time.
Broccoli. Oh, look, that's a vegetable. It's good. You had broccoli. I didn't have that in my school. Broccoli? They'd be like, why? Why do you want broccoli? You kids hate that. Remember a lot of beans, like slop on a tray, like slop.
We do have beans. We also have strawberries and grapes and oranges.
That's already, we didn't have that. Big thrill was when you'd buy the 3-pack of cookies.
Oh, yeah, we had tons of different cookies.
Yeah, we had one kind of cookies, the 3-pack, the cheapo 3-pack, low-grade cookies.
We have, like, a chocolate chunk one, chocolate chip. We have a raisin one, sugar cookie.
None of that. It was just good. Look, the reason I'm probably getting a bloody nose during the middle of the day is this bad food they fed me all day for years. So that's why I'm suing my school.
I mean, good luck with that.
Yes. So what else is going on, Annabelle? What's up?
Yesterday on the Cartoon Network app, the new Steven Universe episodes came out.
What?
Yesterday on the Cartoon Network app,
you.
The new Steven Universe episodes came out.
Steven Universe is a cartoon that I do a voice on. It's a very popular, fun cartoon. Yes, that's exciting. They're out.
Yeah.
Well?
I was so happy.
It's exciting. It's back.
Very exciting.
Was it worth the wait?
Yes.
Good.
Always.
Good. I'm glad it was worth the wait, because it should be. They work hard on that. And then I go into a recording booth, and I just say, Steven, look out. Or stuff like that.
But I love it. Thank you. I love it.
Well, I'm glad. All right, my friend. I'm going to get... I got a... packed show, guests, calls, all the stuff. I'm glad we got to hear from you, Annabelle. We will talk to you later.
Bye.
You have a grand evening.
You too.
Night. So you know the best show. We got this Patreon, right? That's how you support the best show. Patreon. Patreon.com/thebestshow. And we got stuff, We got a lot of stuff planned. We got Meet My Friends the Friends. First of all, the show Meet My Friends the Friends, the hit Friends recap podcast that everybody's talking about. The episodes debut on Patreon now. That's where you hear them first, Patreon. Then a couple weeks later, you can get them on the usual suspects. But that's what you get. And you support the show. We don't have ads. There's no ads anymore. So you support the show. You go to patreon.com/thebestshow and you give what you can. You give $1 a month. That helps. You can give $5 a month. Then you get access to all the audio. And there's going to be other audio going up. We're going to start doing a bonus episode to The Best Show starting, I think, in April. We'll start something like that. Just extra episodes of The Best Show will go up there and only there. They'll only be available there. They're not going to be made public. The only place you get them is at the Patreon. And we got the friends, and we got other stuff. It's good. It's gonna be good. It already is good. Phone number 201-332-3484. Oh, you ever look at? Oh boy. Yep. Mine. Look. I quit Twitter a while ago, and then I ended up drifting back because I feel like it's important to talk about the show and stuff on it, and it's making me nauseous, so I really don't like it. What else is going on, everyone? Trying to figure out that Netflix winner. I think it was 2009. I'll go through all the Netflix submissions. We're trying to find who has a DVD out the longest from Netflix. And I think someone had one out from 2009 that they did not mail back to Netflix for that amount of time. So that's 9 years. So I guess in the next week, if anybody's got an older one, send me a picture proving that it's old, and you'll win. But then I'll award the winner. Oh, and you know the other thing? We started this at the beginning of the year, this point system. I haven't heard a peep from these the guys out there. So far, no one has brought one guest to the show. These guys. Mike, Pat, Dudio. Because 2017, everybody's got the fire. Mike's getting the guy from Twin Peaks to call. Dudio gets David Crosby. Dudio and Pat? Team effort? I can't remember. But they got David Crosby to call up. Then we institute this point system. And neither hide nor hair of a guest calling in. Nobody. I would have thought these guys would have gotten something going. You tell me these guys can't get Papa John to call up? That's 140 points to get Papa John. Sammy Hagar, 250. The woman who played Alice from the Tom Petty video, 80 points. That's fine. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm too nice. Maybe I'm too nice with the thing. Maybe I got to start being like my boy John Taffer, right? Maybe I got to start just screaming at the three of them. Just scream like John, like the guy from Bar Rescue, just screams at people. Maybe I'll start screaming. Just start yelling in their faces about what's wrong. Studio. Get in here. So I gotta start tough like that. Get in here. Not can you come in here. Get in here. Gotta start tough. Yeah. Alright. So what's up with this the guest thing? What's up with the guest thing? You said we were gonna get guests, a point system for guests. I don't see any guests.
I'm working on it.
Where are the guests?
I am trying my hardest.
Where are the guests, idiot?
I've been trying to get Michael Imperioli. But his publishing company won't respond to me.
You're trying to do a show here, and I'm trying to get guests to call up, and you're not getting me any guests.
I know.
If you're not getting guests, I'll get someone else in here to get me guests. Get out! Really hard. Podcast Rescue. Pat, why don't you come in here? Get in here, Pat. Get out. Get out. I don't want to see you. Get out. So, yeah, see? I'm not going to yell at you. Make Dudio. That was a gift that I yelled at you, Dudio. At least you got some of your precious mic time. It's funny that Mike's name is Mike. Dudio's name should be Mike because he loves being on mic so much. Right? From now on, Mike, your name is not Mike anymore. Dudio's name is Mike, M-I-C, because he loves being on Mike. Your name's Michael, okay? His name's Mike, as in microphone. Best show.
Hey, this is Stevie in Newbridge Hills. Question for George. What kind of pick do you use on the new album?
Wait, a question. Who's George?
Quit pulling my leg, Doug.
Who's Doug? I don't know. I don't know who George is or Doug.
Doug, man, come on, you prick. It's Stevie Clifford.
Well, you're calling. This is the best show. My name's Tom. It's the best show with Tom Sharpling.
The what with who?
The best show with Tom Sharpling.
This isn't Doug Douglas.
No, this is not. What show do you think you're calling?
Rockline.
Rockline. That's the call-in radio show from like. Way back in the day where people asked musicians questions? No, this is the best show.
Back in the day, what? So this isn't Rockline?
No, this is not Rockline.
That's a bummer. That's the second giant bummer I've had in the last few days.
Well, what is the other giant bummer you had?
Well, I was going to go see Guns N' Roses in Pittsburgh on Saturday, but it got canceled. And as a matter of fact, they canceled that whole leg of the tour.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I wonder if that's because Axl Rose is working on music with AC/DC now.
What? What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? Well, it's pretty common knowledge that since Brian Johnson got fired from AC/DC that Axl Rose has been filling in for him singing. And I saw the other day that they've actually been writing new songs for a new record.
I'll tell you, I'd love to have some of what you're smoking. Brian Johnson fired from AC/DC? My buddy Todd saw AC/DC in Sweden last night, and I have passes to see them at the Spectrum in Philly in May.
Well, that does not seem consistent with what I know is the thing, because I'm positive that AC/DC is working with Axl.
Well, I guess you're going to be proven wrong this Saturday on Headbangers Ball when Angus and Brian premiere the video for That's the Way I Want to Rock and Roll.
Uh-huh. Wait, Headbangers Ball? That's, yes. See, now I'm really confused, because Headbangers Ball, that hasn't been on for at least 10 years. And the heyday of Headbangers Ball was like well over 20 years ago.
Seriously, Tim, you got to let me have some of those drugs you're taking.
I'm not taking... It's Tom.
What is it?
Tom.
Oh, Tom. Sorry. Yes. Well, I was on Headbangers Ball shooting the S hit with Kevin Seal 2 weeks ago. What are you talking about?
The VJ Kevin Seal?
Yes!
What was your name again? Stevie?
Stevie, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Stevie, look, I'm not trying to be weird here or insult your intelligence or anything, but what is today's date?
Oh, that's not insulting my intelligence at all, that's for sure. But look, if it gets you to stop being such a coin-operated bitch, it's March 27th.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, no, I know the date, but what... But based on what we're talking about, what year do you think this is?
F off.
Well, no, seriously, though, what year do you think this is?
It's 1988. Why?
Wait, where did you say you were calling from? Newbridge Hills?
Yes.
Because that's where, like, Newbridge General and Specific Hospital is.
Yeah, that's where I'm actually calling from, Newbridge GNS.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's weird. I'm still a little bit dazed. I must have gotten food poisoning from Wendy's last night, and I guess I passed out or something, and I woke up here in the hospital about half an hour ago. I'll tell you, though, it's crazy. You know, I haven't seen any nurses or doctors yet. Great health care, huh? I pay $82 a month in premiums, and I can't even find a doctor in a hospital.
Uh-huh. Well, Stevie, I'm going to go out on a limb here with something, and I think this might be what's going on here. I think you might have been in a coma for the last 30 years.
Oh, F off!
Wait, no. Is there a mirror in your room?
Hang on. Yeah, I see one over there, yeah. Hang on. Oh my God! My hair is gray and short! Oh my God, I used to look like Michael Monroe and now I look like Michael Dukakis! Oh my God, the guys in my band are gonna kill me!
Your band?
Yeah, Hot Licks.
Hot Licks.
Yes. How, oh, my God.
How do you spell, based on the music you're talking about?
Uh-huh.
It's not H-O-T-L-I-C-K-S, I'm sure.
Oh, God, no, no.
Yeah, no, no. Right? What is it?
H-O-T-T-L-I-X-X.
Okay.
Yeah. See, I thought I was calling Rockline to talk to Don, George, and the guys in Dokken. See, we're going on tour with them in May, and I was going to bust their bees before they realized it was me on the line, because we go back a little bit.
Oh, wow. So you were not joking when you said you were on Headbangers Ball recently, because to you, recently, well, like recently in your mind.
Right, yeah. See, Hot Licks' debut album, Pink Lollipop, came out in February, and uh-huh. We were on Headbangers Ball, what I thought was a few weeks ago, promoting it.
Uh-huh. Pink Lollipop. Yeah, that's a... Yeah. It's a winning title.
It is. It's gotten a lot of ads in Hits magazine.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Hits is jumping all over Pink Lollipop.
Yeah, it's a new magazine called Hits.
And it's again, just let me wrap my head around it.
Mm-hmm.
H-O-T. What was
T.
it?
Double T. So two T's.
Yeah.
L-I-X-X.
I gotta Google this.
You have to Google it? What's that?
No, it's Google. Wow, I guess with you, I none of the technology that I'm kind of taking for granted was even existed before you were in the coma.
Like, what kind of technology?
Well, like, everybody has, you know, like, personal computers and cell phones that make it possible to instantly connect with each other, and there's this thing, the internet, which is just it's connectivity between computers that allows people to speak and be in touch with each other through devices. And it also is like it's also a community and a library and all these.
But how much are computers? I feel like when I last was aware of stuff, they were like $20,000 or something.
No, you can get a computer for a couple hundred dollars now.
Oh, my God, that's mind-blowing. Like, back in 88, we thought the clapper was high-tech, and I was counting the days until the release of the Nintendo Power Glove.
Uh-huh. You're fired up for the Nintendo Power Glove?
Big, really into it. Couldn't wait.
Yeah.
Hey, answer me this. Uh-huh. Laser tag has to be a professional sport by now, right?
Laser tag? No, yeah. It's not. It's kind of a thing on the margins of I think it's the kind of thing you would have a birthday party at a laser tag place if the trampoline place was filled up.
Really? I would have thought that would be the next big thing. Like, I'd be going to see it at Brendan Byrne Arena or something.
Yeah. No. It's laser tag kind of didn't run the didn't go the distance.
Well, damn. Oh, hey. I wonder if this thing next to my bed is a computer. It's silver and it has this graphic on top of it. It's like a little apple, and it's got a bite taken out of it.
Yeah, no, that's it sounds like a MacBook, like an Apple MacBook. Can you open it up?
I can just open it?
Yeah, like the flip the lid up.
Okay, hang on. Okay, it's open. Whoa! Oh my God! There's this stunning photo of a canyon and this beautiful lake. Is that the internet?
No, that's not the internet. That's a screensaver.
A what?
Screensaver.
A screensaver.
It just kind of keeps the screen from images getting burned into,
Burned in?
Yeah.
Like with fire?
No, just with, well, I guess some form of electric fire.
Wait, this thing's not going to, like, zap me with fire, is it?
No, it's not. It's not.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so how do I access this internet thing?
Well, look at the bottom. Do you see like a little blue circle at the bottom of the screen that looks like a compass?
I do, yes. Uh-huh.
Is there like a silver square? Like kind of like a square rectangle between the, like below the keyboard on this thing?
Yeah, like kind of indented a little bit?
Yes. Now put your finger on that and move it around. And
oh,
do you
wow.
see like a little arrow now?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can make the arrow move when I move my finger.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's called a cursor.
No, a curse word is and mother.
Well, come on. I had to bleep all of those.
We have all this technology, but in 2018, I can't say those words on the air?
It's very strange, but it's true.
Oh, my God.
What
about...
No, I had to bleep that also. That could have been anything. Yeah, you can't do that. Now move that arrow, right? Move it onto the blue compass and then, like, click the box down.
All right, just click it down. Oh, right, okay. Oh, okay, that took me to, like, a white page. Oh, it says Google, like you said earlier.
Yes, yeah. So Google is a search engine, and you can look things up on that.
Okay.
So click into that box, like, slide mm-hmm. that cursor up, click inside the box on the thing, and you can type in whatever you want.
Okay, I'm gonna do hot licks.
Okay, and then hit return.
Okay. Oh my god, it's us! Oh my god, wait, you're right. I just came up on this news story about me. I did go into a coma. Oh my, exactly 30 years ago. How weird is that? Oh my god, this is heavy. Whoa. Hey!
What?
Those D-heads continued the ban without me. Why couldn't they wait for me?
You mean wait 30 years?
Yeah! I mean... Oh, that really hurts.
Well, look, it's hey. 30 years a long time.
Well, hang on. Wait, Now I'm wondering if this is all a gag you're playing on me.
A gag?
Yes.
How could this be a gag? What do you mean?
Well, I just read this news thing that says Donald Trump is president.
Uh-huh. No, that's actually real.
No, he's not.
Donald Trump is president.
No, he's not. There's no way.
Uh-huh. No.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
Donald Trump.
Uh-huh.
The short-fingered vulgarian that Spy magazine keeps ripping in every issue.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, the creepy perv who poses as his own publicist in order to get stories planted in those daily rags about who he's had sex with.
Uh-huh, yes.
Donald Trump, the loudmouth con artist who was rightfully shunned by the NFL and then ended up ruining the USFL because of his own sheer stupidity.
That's right, yes.
Donald Trump, the semi-literate buffoon who didn't even write his own book, The Art of the Deal.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Donald Trump, the soulless, vindictive, vain, evil, narcissistic, emotionally stunted, draft-dodging cartoon villain who has, in all likelihood, been in the room while someone's been murdered or at the very least tortured.
Yeah, that's...
Mm-hmm. Huh. Well... Good for him. I mean, he must have really done a 180 and rehabilitated his image to become a much better person in order to get elected, right?
Yeah, no, I would say none of that. It's still that same guy.
Well, how'd he get elected?
He just did. It was weird.
Well, here's the bigger question. Why is he orange now?
Uh-huh.
He looks like if the singer from that band, A Flock of Seagulls, got dipped in liquid paprika and then was wrapped in, like, a quadruple XL overcoat and then given the world's longest clown necktie.
Yeah, that's not too far off.
Our president.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what to say about that.
Well...
My God, you know, I'm reading about these affairs he had with like Playboy playmates and porn stars.
Mm-hmm.
What a garbage person he is. That didn't come out right. I meant what a piece of garbage he is. Not what a garbage person.
Well, no, well, garbage. It's funny because garbage person is actually something people say all the time now in 2018.
It is.
Yeah, it's like a zinger. You call somebody a garbage person.
Ugh, I don't like that at all.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Man, this Stormy Daniels is one tough cookie. I'm reading about this. So she's standing up to Trump. She had a thing with him. Wow, that's really cool.
Uh-huh.
Wait.
What?
It says here her real name is Stephanie Clifford. My 9-year-old sister is named Stephanie Clifford. Hang on, I'm going to Google this.
Google.
Oh my God, it is my little sister.
Wait. She's you're serious.
That's totally her. I mean, I haven't seen her since 1988, so obviously, you know, those tatas are a recent development, but those are definitely her eyes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Ugh.
Oh.
Wow, that's a shock.
I gotta just sit back for a second and take this in.
You need to take that in, yeah.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Well, look, let's change the subject,
yeah,
all right?
Yeah, I'm a good idea.
Okay, I'm a huge TV fan.
Uh-huh.
And I'm dying to know what happened on my favorite shows since I've been gone.
Okay. Like, I mean, it has been a long time I'm with some of these shows, but maybe I can remember what where things left off. Like, what were your favorite shows?
Well, I loved Married with Children.
Uh-huh.
Jake and the Fat Man.
Yeah, I that was, who was on that again?
William Conrad? He's a prosecutor?
That's right, yeah.
Really riveting stuff. All right, how about Max Headroom?
Oh, yeah, I forgot that was even a show, yeah.
Really? Oh, all right, how about In the Heat of the Night?
That's the, what's his face?
Oh, come on, Cal O'Connor!
That's right, yeah.
He's a police chief.
Yeah, yeah.
How about The Charmings?
No idea what that is.
Oh, that's a modern-day thing where Prince Charming and his family are like, living in modern times. You don't remember that?
No, I don't remember that at all.
Well, how about the Slap Maxwell story?
What's that?
Seriously? I used to watch it all the time. Dabney Coleman is a sports writer?
Okay. I don't know it.
All right, well, surely you watch Frank's Place.
Frank's Place?
Yeah, yeah. Remember WKRP?
Sure.
Yeah, Tim Reed, who was Venus Flytrap, he inherits a New Orleans restaurant. And all the struggles he had with that.
Vaguely rings a bell.
Oh. How about J.J. Starbuck?
Don't know.
That's one of those Texas billionaire crime dramas. Dale Robertson was the star.
Okay.
Don't remember that either?
No, I don't.
All right, how about Everything's Relative?
Everything's Relative.
Yes, it was a sitcom about these two very different brothers sharing an apartment. This unknown actor named Jason Alexander starred in it. He was pretty good. I wonder what ever happened to him.
Yeah, well, I can actually feel that one for you. Jason Alexander, but since you watched that show, what was it called?
Everything's Relative.
Yeah, he went on to be be on the show, one of the biggest shows in TV history, which is Seinfeld.
Seinfeld. What's it about?
Seinfeld is like a sitcom that's about Jerry Seinfeld. It's named after him, and he's a stand-up comedian who is kind of like living in New York, and Jason Alexander plays George, who's one of his friends. So it's about Jerry being a stand-up and his group of friends and the trouble they get into.
Well, it sounds cool, but you said it was popular, right?
Yeah, oh, very popular.
So it was popular even though it was about a stand-up comedian.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Huh, I just can't imagine a show about a stand-up comedian's personal life getting the go-ahead from a major network.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's something that's very different now. I'd say probably about 95% of all scripted entertainment now is about the lives of stand-up comics.
You're kidding me.
No, not at all.
You're kidding me.
Uh-uh.
What happens in them?
Well,
like it's about them like getting their act together, and
most of the time, no. That's even more interesting than what a lot of these things are about.
It's not even about comedy.
No, it's usually about them being sad, and then bombing on stage, and then being sad, and then that's kind of it.
And people watch these?
People, I'm not sure. That's actually a good question.
But I guess there's a lot of them, as you said.
I think it adds up to a lot of people watching them because there's a lot of them. I'm not sure how many people, I don't know how many people watch them.
I gotta see this for myself. I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's something else.
Hey, you know, one of the last things I remember was this announcement that there was going to be a sitcom with Roseanne Barr and John Goodman. And it sounded like it was going to be very funny. It was, I think it was called Roseanne.
Yes.
Did that ever happen?
That was a very popular show. It ran for almost 10 years back then.
Wow.
And it's so funny that you bring that up now because Roseanne just came back. Like an hour ago, after being off the air for like 20 years, tonight.
An hour ago tonight?
Yes, tonight.
How weird is that?
Very weird.
That's amazing, but it actually makes me excited because if they brought that back, maybe they'll bring back J.J. Starbuck and Frank's Place. Do you think they will?
I would highly doubt that. Yeah.
What about Supercarrier?
No.
How about Probe?
Doubtful.
Houston Knights?
No.
Aaron's Way?
I doubt it.
Trial and Error?
No.
What about Marblehead Manor?
Doubtful.
How about Eisenhower and Lutz?
No.
Werewolf?
No.
Beverly Hills Bunce?
No.
What about Just the Ten of Us?
I doubt it.
Well, surely they'll bring back High Mountain Rangers.
No, they're not going to bring back. I mean, I don't remember any of these shows.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm totally serious. High Mountain Rangers.
Yes. Oh, man. Well, look, so obviously TV has changed a lot in 30 years, and I bet music has too, right?
Oh, absolutely. In 30 years? Yeah, absolutely.
Well, even though it's changed, I'm sure there's one thing. There's absolutely one thing that's true.
What's that?
And that's that hard rock and heavy metal is still going strong, bigger and more popular than ever, right?
Hard rock and heavy metal?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, here's the thing is hair metal, as a lot of people call it, was huge. The last thing you remember was it being enormous.
It was the biggest.
Yeah, and then it kind of, this other music came along, which is called grunge.
What?
Which kind of changed the dynamic of things, like a mopier. It's like metal, but more punk metal if people didn't play solos, I guess is what it's like. And then people got haircuts, and then tastes changed over and over, and you know, if I think about it now, there's really only like a handful of like 80s hard rock or metal bands that can still sell out like an arena now in 2018.
What? Who?
Like Guns N' Roses or Metallica, Bon Jovi, Iron Maiden are still popular, Van Halen.
And that's it?
Those are the biggies, yeah.
You're kidding me.
No.
What about Rat?
No.
Warrant?
No.
How about Dokken?
No.
YNT?
Doubtful.
How about LA Guns?
No.
Great White?
No.
How about White Lion?
No.
Striper?
Doubtful.
Autograph?
No.
Helix?
No.
Vixen?
No.
How about Accept?
Doubtful.
Black and Blue?
No.
Faster Pussycat?
Doubtful.
TNT?
No.
Britney Fox?
Doubtful.
Keel?
No.
Jafria?
No.
Kick Axe?
Doubtful.
Wet Cherry? Hello?
Yeah, just no.
Really?
I mean, no.
Very distressing.
Yeah. Well, the times change, and, you know, there's really even not an outlet for that kind of music anymore, because MTV doesn't play that stuff, and there's really not much of an interest in hard rock either. And, you know, when these bands do manage to play, it's in a smaller club, like in New York, they would play at this place called B.B. King's.
Wait, hold on. So, kick-ass bands like Cinderella and Mr. Big have to play at a club named after an old blues dude in a suit?
Pretty much. That's where things are at now. Yeah.
Oh my God! And you said this thing was called grunge, right?
Grunge. Yes.
I just googled it.
Uh huh. Google.
What's it called?
Google.
I googled it, and this is like a joke too, like this Trump thing, right? These guys. These guys didn't actually wear clothes like this, did they? It's like they're wearing, like, long underwear, and then they've got, like, combat boots on, and then they've got, like, cut-off shorts mm-hmm. over the long underwear, and then they've got these T-shirts that look like dresses.
Yeah, they generally dress like people that would get fired from a lumber yard.
Oh, my
God. For
not
working hard enough.
And nobody shaves anymore?
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
You know, I just can't believe 80s music isn't popular anymore.
Well, you know, I mean, some 80s music went on to actually be really influential on the music of today. It's not something where none
like who?
Of it is pop. Well, like, there's one group from that era that, you know, produced one of Hollywood's most successful movie makers/actors, as well as one of the music industry's biggest moguls.
Oh, okay. You got to be talking about Kip and Reb from Winger, right? I'll tell you, those guys were poised for superstardom. They both were the total package.
No, it's not Kip or Reb from Winger.
Well, who is it?
I was actually talking about from N.W.A., Dr. Dre, Ice Cube and Dr. Dre, because they went on to kind of be huge, important figures with acting, producing, running labels and stuff. And, you know, hip-hop actually went on to be huge also and is still huge and is at this point is way bigger than hard rock or heavy metal.
Wait. You don't mean that music where they talk.
Like the music where they talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Hip-hop, the music where they talk. That's what's so popular now. It's them. No, it's a whole thing unto itself.
Oh, my God. Well, so it looks like I'm out of luck. My guys.
Uh-huh. Well, you know. I mean, these days it's a different world for hard rock bands, and you know,
like
a hard rock or metal band of today is lucky if you get on Eddie Trunk's podcast.
All right, first question: what's a podcast?
A podcast. That's actually well, on the computer, it's like a recording. Yeah, I don't want to get into this. This is...
Okay, well, second question. You didn't say Eddie Trunk, did you?
Yeah, Eddie Trunk. He does a radio show and a podcast, and it's pretty much the only game in town for metal fans or hard rock fans.
We must be talking about two different Eddie Trunks then. The Eddie Trunk I know is this like schlub who does local New Jersey radio shows and worked at a record store.
Yeah, well, I mean that's him. That's the same Eddie Trunk.
Wait, you're telling me that dweeb is a big shot in the metal world now?
Well, now, yeah, he MCs pretty much every major hard rock or metal show in the country.
I can't believe that. I mean, like, we would go out of our way to avoid that guy. We called him Eddie the Hoverer. And, like, because every time you'd turn around, he would be there. Like, if you were, like, backstage or like, at a store, he'd be there. Like, he was in my bathroom once. It was so weird.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. That's what it was like back then?
Yeah. Well, you know, it sounds like, on the positive side, it sounds like he's really keeping the hard rock flag flying. And, you know, in his defense, I'll say, even though we had our issues with Eddie, he was always pretty humble, and he always put the music before his own ego.
Well, I would actually say his ego has gotten out of hand quite a bit. He's always on his show. He's always dropping names of who he's friends with or which, like, metal guys are texting with him. And, yeah, you know, it's there's even this drinking game where you listen to his show and you have to take a shot every time Eddie says that someone, like, is a good friend of mine.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever played it?
I actually did play it, and I almost died. I drank. I was unconscious within 3 minutes.
Really? Because he was saying it that much?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That guy's an embarrassment.
Uh-huh. Well, look, he's doing what he does, and no offense to you, but you might not have a lot of room to call someone else embarrassing.
The F are you talking about, son?
Well, you know, I'm looking at these videos of hot licks.
Yeah, we kick ass, right?
Well, look, the music I'm not going to get into because I can just, it's the look. It's like, look, I know what you guys sound like based on the way you look.
You can't just...
Yeah, you do. It's
you can't judge it on just that.
Sure. Do you have a song? I can, though. It's like, I'm sure you have a song that goes boom, bam, bam, banana, boom, bam, right?
Yeah. Look what's in your mouth.
Yeah. But it's like the look is so cringy. This is
cringy? Like, what are you talking about?
Wait, hold on. Which guy are you here? Oh, please tell me this isn't you, the guy who keeps licking...
I'm the guy who keeps licking the neck of his guitar.
Yeah. That's...
It's cool. That was my signature move.
To lick the neck of your guitar.
Yeah, up and down.
What does it taste like?
Terrible, like sweaty metal.
Yeah. I don't know why... And it doesn't look good, and it doesn't taste good, you know.
No, well, no one else was doing it, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not true either. I've seen plenty of bands do that.
Not lick the whole neck up and down five times during
I don't
the
know.
Song.
Okay, then you did it more than anyone.
Yeah.
Sure. So your thing is a volume. It's a volume deal.
Volume and length.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes. So it's endurance for you.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, I throw up a lot.
From the
Maybe that's why I'm in this coma.
It might have started things that they couldn't stop licking your guitar.
I wonder if I got Ernie Ball poisoning.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah, 9-gauge. 9-gauge fever.
Could be. Oh, that's a good solo album title. I wonder how many solo albums I could sell.
If you did a solo album?
Yeah.
It
seemed like our record, Lollipop, was selling well.
Yeah.
And they were saying we'd probably sell at least 500,000, so I could probably sell at least half that.
I'm going to say you'd be lucky to sell 3,000 copies of your album.
What?
Yeah, it's a little different now.
You need to put down that pipe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You mean for that new thing, crack?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Brand new. On the streets. Hey!
Yeah. Yeah?
That Trump article led me to this thing called Twitter.
Yes.
Have you heard of this thing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's how a lot of news breaks first, actually, is on... Everybody's on Twitter.
They sure are. This is so weird. Oh, my God. It's like every other post is someone saying they're crying watching the trailer for a Mr. Rogers documentary. Only they're saying it in this weird way. It's like, I'm not crying watching the Mr. Rogers documentary. You are. It's like how an 8-year-old might say it. That's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Some people are even posting photos of themselves crying. That's so odd.
Yeah.
Is there a lot of that now?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, another thing I've been noticing is that people making a big announcement that they're leaving Twitter, and then, like, a month later, they're back, like they never left.
Yeah, that happens, too.
That's weird, too, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I just got led to this other thing. It's called Instagram.
Instagram.
Have you heard of this?
Sure, yeah.
Whoa, there's all these pictures of people proposing marriage to each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a big thing now, too.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's so weird, because, like, to my way of thinking, like, the proposing of marriage is such a private experience between two people. It's like holy, whether or not you're religious or not, it's like a holy experience.
Well... It's more of an event now that you document and show everybody whatever you're up to like that.
Huh. Well, are people must be staying married way longer then?
No, that didn't change.
Oh.
With it, but it's
Well, I'm still trying to picture like this marriage proposal thing, like what the conversation must be like between the man or the woman or whoever who wants to propose, and do they hire like a photographer, or do they ask a friend? What's that conversation like?
Uh-huh.
Hey Mike, do you want to just I'm gonna lead her to this spot on this walkway, and if you could hide in those bushes
uh-huh.
for like half an hour while I work up the nerve, and then, like, right as I'm doing it, if you could just, like, jump out and take a photo, that would be great.
Yeah, it's a very, people usually take their phone.
Right.
And then just aim it back on themselves.
Oh, they're taking their own photo.
Yeah, a lot of times that's how it goes down.
That's insane.
Well, it's the technology, and it's how the technology kind of shapes things now. So, yeah, everything gets documented, and you take your own picture, and then you show it to everybody. And then if the marriage doesn't work, just the next time you look at someone's Instagram, those those pictures are gone.
Oh, wow. So it's like it never happened.
Yeah, it's kind of how it works.
That's something. Oh, hey. I think I hear the doctor's coming. Look, I should go, but before I do...
Uh-huh.
It's not Tim, it's Tom, right?
Tom, yes.
Tom, I just want to thank you for softening the blow of what happened to me tonight.
Okay.
You know, losing 30 years of your life is a total mind F, if there ever was one. And I know it's going to be a long, painful road getting up to speed... And I want to thank you for easing me into this whole new world.
Oh, well, look, thank you for saying that. I mean, I appreciate it. It's a nice thing to say. I'm just I could see where you're at, and I was just trying to help you out.
Thank you. But most of all, I want to thank you for introducing me to the Internet. I mean, this is like having the world's largest adult video store at my filthy fingertips. I mean, it's beyond my most flagrantly sick dreams, and it's all free.
Yeah. Okay, that's how quickly it took you to get to.
Oh my God! It's like losing 30 years of my life in exchange for this kind of gratis smut was absolutely worth it. Oh my God, that is sick. Oh my God, there's this one, what do you call these things? Site webs?
Websites.
Website.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how these people are doing this, but she's got her...
Okay, I'm hanging up on you. Goodbye. Bye-bye. You're... Oh. Stevie. Hot licks. As the song said, those were different times. Remember that song, Mike? Those were different times. That's what the song said. Let's bring my friends in, but I'm going to play. We got Mary Houlihan coming in. We got Damon from Effed Up is going to be here. Let's play another song. I'm playing another Monster Magnet song. I don't care. I'll do what I want. Let's check it out. Here is something from the new Monster Magnet. Get ready. Wait, no, that's not it. That's not Monster Magnet. Here's something from the new Monster Magnet album, Mind Bleeper. Nope. That's not it. Okay, here we go. From the new Monster Magnet album, let's check it out. Nope. That's Genesis. That's not it. All right, here's something from the new album by Monster Magnet. Let's take a listen. Check it out.
Our time has come.
That's Roy Orbison. That's not it. Okay, here we go. Monster Magnet. No, that's Billy Joel. Okay. Here's something from the new Monster Magnet.
Y'all can't handle this. Y'all don't know what's about to happen, baby. Team 10, Los Angeles, Cali boy.
I don't think
but I'm from Ohio, though. White boy.
It's every day.
All right, that's Jake Paul. No. All right. Something from the new Monster Magnet.
Come and listen in to the
radio. That's Roy Acuff. No. We'll find it here at some point. From the new Monster Magnet, let's take a listen to, here we go, Monster Magnet. No, that's Nelly Furtado. Monster Magnet. Nope. Something from the new Monster Magnet. Let's take a listen.
Hello.
Hi.
No, that's Mary Houlihan. That's her new album. Here we go. Monster Magnet, new album. Here we go. Let's take a listen to this. What's up, everybody, here on a Tuesday evening in March of 2018. How you doing, Mike? Good? How's the pizza? Right in the middle, huh? We don't get the really good pizza anymore because Mike, I guess, can't digest it or something.
I don't like the
I don't like to get pizza. So we're going to get you a box of Elio's, Mike. You heat it up yourself. Okay? A $3 box of Elio's. You want a tombstone? What do you want? What's that now? Select. Okay, we'll get. I'll go to the Acme. I'll grab you a few things. Elio's. Well, we got to see if there's any room in the freezer. Got 70 packs of Oreos in there still. Look, this Oreo thing. I'm gonna throw up if I eat another Oreo cookie this year. I know that's sacrilege to say to the Oreo community that listens to the show now. Who did we just hear? Monster Magnet from their album, new album, Mind Bleeper, and it's the F word. And that song's called Ejection. That's good, man. It's good stuff. And they're playing in this area. They're playing Music Hall of Williamsburg on Thursday. Then they're going to play Starland Ballroom. Man, that place, Starland Ballroom. Got to time that one right. Get there. Otherwise, you're going to be watching a lot of stuff you don't want to see. And if you try calling, they play dumb. You're just like, hey, what time's Monster Mag going? I don't know. They know. There's a thing with a chart written around on the wall. They know exactly what time they go on. They want you locked in there for 5 hours. I want to bring to the show, I'm going to do this one at a time. Who should I bring first? Who should I put on first? Ladies first. Of course. Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, ladies first, right?
Yeah.
Are you going to really talk that quietly?
No.
It's Mary Houlihan. What's up, Mary?
Hello. What's happening?
At Mary Hooley.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody loves Mary Houlihan. She's so funny. She's a great artist and a comedian, and she does... What can't she do is what people ask at this point.
It's so true.
Right? It really is true. And one thing I know that you can do is put a full-length release out, an album.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Mm.
Your debut album is out now. Mary Houlihan's album's called... What's it called now?
Dream Phone.
Dream Phone.
Like the board game. Did you ever play that?
I did not play Dream Phone. No, what's Dream Phone?
You have a plastic phone that I don't remember it very well, but I think it just plays like 3 or 4 different sound cues about like, hey, this is Jared. Like cute boys are calling you. And
uh-huh.
I think there's a board and you move around and it tells you when to make a call, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dream Phone, baby.
So did you play Dream Phone as a child?
Yeah.
And were you just like, I gotta win Dream Phone? How do you win Dream Phone?
I don't know.
A date.
Yeah, get a date.
That sounds like a weird Dream Phone. I don't know about Dream Phone.
Sorry.
Mike, find me Dream Phone on eBay. I want a mint in box Dream Phone. I'll pay up to $700 for a Dream Phone. Okay, Mike? You pay for it. I'll pay you back. All right? Just keep bidding. Bid against yourself on Dream Phone. So the album's out now on the Flannel Graph Records, right?
Mm-hmm.
The label that has put out so many great things like Rock, Rod, and Rule on vinyl. My
Mike
record.
Adams, that is Honest Way.
Yeah, Mike Adams and then the Don Muro.
That's my fave.
He's great, that guy. The stuff he puts out. And what it's a cassette though, right?
It's a cassette and it's pink. And it's a bunch of phone calls. Some of them are real, some of them are fake, some of them are real calls that are then edited to be sillier.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the scoop.
I think it's very funny. And it's very you.
Thank you.
It's you in phone call form.
Yes.
Notice I was not asked to be on Dream Phone.
Sorry.
guess my...
What would you have done?
It's your album. You tell me.
Mm. Right. Oh, you know what maybe would have been good?
What would have been good? Yeah, what would have been good for me to be on your album?
Well, I wrote a sketch to do with my mom, and then my mom couldn't do it, so then I recorded it with my dad.
Yeah.
And when I was editing it, you couldn't understand anything that he was saying, and he wasn't reading it with, like, any inflection on any of the syllables. He was just running through it.
Uh-huh.
And so I had to scrap the whole thing.
Okay. So
but
I
if only I had a voice actor like you.
Well, let's run this real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Ring, ring, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you picking up or am I picking up?
I think I pick up.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Barry, it's me, your father.
Daddy!
Well, how are you tonight?
Well, I'm pretty good. How are you?
Ooh, I'm good. Doing the Gail Gordon.
That's really good.
Well, bite my tongue.
See, this should be on the tape.
Yeah, it should.
I blew it.
You blew it. No, you put your father and your mother. It's on the cutting room floor now.
Mm.
In the flannel graph archives.
We could send out an addendum tape.
No, I'll go on someone else's tape.
Okay.
And this is what I want to do. Not that this is any sort of anybody putting an album out in the comedy thing. I'll do a thing on it now.
Oh, my God.
It's not me lashing out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to show you what's what. But you cut me out of your realm. I'm cutting. In fact, I'll put my own album, Dream Phone. Dream Phone 2.
No. What if people get confused?
I know. I'm put out my. I'm going to call my album Mary Houlihan. It's going to be. It'll be my name. It'll be Tom, right? But the album's called Mary Houlihan Dream Phone.
Mm.
Like, that's where I'm going to get you.
You are going to sell millions of copies.
I know, and I'm going to put it out on Flannel Graham Records.
No!
Flannel Gorf Records. Run him out, too.
Not the Gorf.
I'm going to get him. Flannel Gorf. So where do people get this album, Mary? This very funny album, Dream Phone.
They can get it on flannelgraphrecords.com. Mm-hmm. Is that it?
I don't know.
Is that it? You're in charge. You run their website, right?
Yes, I'm the webmaster for Flannel Graph Records.
So. I believe it is flannelgraphrecords.com.
Just search it. Anybody's like, where do you get it? Just go search it.
Search it. Grow up.
Right? At this point, you just search it.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on? You got a cartoon now, right?
I have a cartoon. It's called Chicky and Slippy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Chick and a mouse, and they're best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sassy, and they're sweet, petite, et cetera.
And you're doing all the drawings on this?
Yes, all the drawings and the animating.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the voices, and then my friends do the voices, too.
Mm. Oh, all your friends do the voices.
Yeah, so my true friends.
Yeah, yeah. I guess my phone didn't ring for Chicky and Slippy either, right?
You can be on the next one.
Oh, okay. I'll be on the addendum for Chicky and Slippy now.
Gotta make another app.
Message received.
Wow.
Message. I'm the one who says wow. I'm the one who looks at the thing and see, there's literally a thing called Tom on your cassette. I'm like, oh, that could have been me. It's me.
It's a tribute to me.
I thought it was going to be like, I dedicate this album to my friend Tom. I thought it was going to be you doing it.
That's what you thought?
No, and it turned out to somebody else named Tom. Who knew that more than one person had that name? And then Chicky and Slippy.
Mm-hmm.
I got it. Mike, start drawing a cartoon out there. And name it Chicky and Sloppy. Okay? And make the I and make the O and Sloppy look as much like an I as you can.
Great.
Okay?
Just what I need.
Right. And we'll get some voice. We'll get the brightest lights of the New York comedy scene to do voices on it.
No.
Robert Klein.
No.
All the big shots. It'll just be me and Robert Klein in a room. I'm going to bring my second guest, Diane Bourne. It's Damien from Effed Up. What's up, Damien?
I am beside myself to be here in studio, Tom.
See? This is what it's like when someone's excited.
But she's been here before, so she's not going to have the same level.
He said you look bigger here than you look other places.
I meant taller, not like...
Oh, no, don't worry. I'll take it.
No, but I meant... Because I meant like I've seen you on a cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen at concerts.
Uh-huh.
I've seen you at the craps table in Vegas. But I've never seen you in studio.
Yeah.
This guy was talking so much S about you out there. It's crazy.
I'm like, I'm going to put out my podcast and call it The Better Show.
Mm-hmm.
Better Show.
Better than The Best Show. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, better would be not as good as The Better would be.
I know, wouldn't it be?
Saying it's,
that's what I'm saying, though. I'm not going to be as good as you. I'm admitting it right out of the gate.
Well, look, Damien, you are not unlike my friend Mary Houlihan, as you have your fingers in many pies. You are a rock band, effed up. You are a podcast host. You have like 6 podcasts now.
I think it's just down to 2 now.
It's down to 2. Yeah. Which is, Turned Out of Punk, which is the hit podcast that you do, which is you talking to different luminaries about their past, what got them started in liking punk music and how that the journey they took to get where they got. And the other podcast is which one? The wrestling one?
No, the wrestling one we haven't done in a while. Oil and Flowers, where I just talk about cannabis.
Yeah.
With my friend Buddha Blaze.
Okay. Hey, Mike. Because Mike does a bath salts podcast.
Oh, really?
How's that podcast going, Mike? What's that? He's working on the bumper music for his bath salts podcast.
It should just be...
Yes. Yours is called now, what's the weed one called?
Oil and Flowers.
Oil and Flowers.
It's all just, and then Turn Out of Punk Footnotes, which is just where I dissect the episodes too.
Yes, where you go and you break down the references and you fact check yourself and all the stuff like that.
I realize now that I just don't talk enough in my real life, so I just have to keep giving myself podcasts.
So you find ways to express yourself through podcasts.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you also, another thing Damien does, Mary, that you might be interested in, he makes movies. He's
what?
A movie. I know, right?
I love movies.
Well, get ready for this. Do you like movies where people smash fluorescent light bulbs over each other's heads?
Yeah.
Well.
And it's real?
Because Damien made this movie called Tournament.
Jackass 2.5?
No, it wasn't Jackass 2.5, which was.
It makes Jackass look like kindergarten.
No, this
Whoa.
Is.
Whoa.
What's it called? Tournament of Death?
It's called Bloodlust, and it's the Tournament of Death featuring. Fought
a friend, yes, friend of this show, Jeff Cannonball, who's a listener to this show,
and a contributor,
and a contributor. Yes, there's a point. Basically, there's this thing, Mary. This it's the Tournament of Death, and it's actually shockingly close to us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where is it? In like Delaware?
It's in Townsend, Delaware.
Yeah. We could go to this.
Yes.
And it's on some dude's farm.
It's on DJ Hyde's parents' farm.
Yes, it's on this guy's parents. Imagine telling your parents, hey, we're going to do something here where it's like a coin flip if somebody's going to get really hurt on this, where they set up a wrestling ring, and then they're just like, hey, anyone who wants to bring, like, implements of death, not death, but of brutality to this, like bats wrapped in barbed wire.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And it's just bring them, and then these wrestlers are going to, like, work them into the show, and they wrestle across look, I didn't see a whole lot of wrestling going on when I watch this thing. Not a whole lot of the old-fashioned, like, I didn't see bouncing off the ropes and the, remember when, like, Hulk Hogan, they'd hit him once, and then he would, like, we'd be down, and then hit him twice, and the third time you hit him, then you, like, wake him up.
He hulks up.
Yes, which it's like there's none of that going on. It's more like in place of that, it's like I'm going to push you off of a 20-foot ladder onto a stack of fluorescent light bulbs.
Oh my God.
That definitely happens.
What are some of the weapons?
Well, the most disturbing scene, which also features Jeff Cannonball,
okay,
is when he has a Kenzan. It's a Japanese. They call it a spiky frog, and it's used for flower arrangements. And you put it in the bottom of a vase, and then you'll stab a flower into it. And it's just like basically a disc of thumbtacks. and friend of the show, Jeff Cannonball, had one put into his head.
No.
Someone smooshed it on top. No. Not smooshed. And
this penetrated.
5 minutes of the movie is them trying to get this thing off his head after the wrestling match. I'm watching this thing and I'm just like, it's just like, it is a feeling that went from my throat down to my toes of being like, oh boy, that's, cause this guy's got this thing just stuck on his head and he's just like talking. He's like, yeah, you gotta get the thing. He's like, it's playing so cool. Like, oh my goodness. This guy's like, but it's like, it's a whole day of that.
Did Jeff Cannonball die?
No, he's still alive. He's probably listening right now. What up, Jeff? How's it going? He's
feel a good better.
Guy. He sang with Gary the Squirrel on his hardcore single.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah, so they did a few hardcore songs together. But Damien documented that Tournament of Death, which, wow. When does that happen?
It's June. Every June. I think it happens on like the same weekend in June too. Okay. But it's been happening now for 16 years, 17 mm-hmm. years. So
does like a live audience go?
There's a live audience.
Whoa.
And it is a diverse swath of humanity. Not very diverse, but it's a swath of humanity.
Yes. Okay.
It's, yes, and it's people bringing... Like, people just bring things they made.
Yeah, bring
right?
your own weapons.
And they just like, hey, you guys can...
It's amazing that you'll see someone will bring in, like, a golf club, but then they'll duct tape a light bulb to it and then glue thumbtacks to the light bulb.
And then just, like, leave it. Like, be like, hey, you guys, you can use this.
Or hand it over to the ring, yeah. or the railing to the wrestler yeah. as they're going. I said, what's the craziest thing someone's brought here? And they were like, a gun.
Oh.
But it was not a loaded gun.
Someone brought a loaded gun and expected a wrestler to use it on his opponent.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes. Clearer heads prevailed, and the promoters were like, there's no way.
But yeah.
People don't at some point, are people just like, hey, I don't know if this is wrestling anymore.
Yes.
Like, the only thing that makes this wrestling is that we call it wrestling.
Yeah.
Like, this is like, yeah, because, look. I know, it's super dramatic. It's super theatrical. I got a bloody nose last week. It didn't stop for almost 2 hours. I'm walking around Midtown with blood coming out of my... And I got blood all over my hands and arms and stuff. I'm trying to stop this. Thankfully, Fred from Honolulu helped me out. And I went up to the... He brought me up to the Chris Gethard Show offices. And I sat there and let my nosebleed finally stop. But I'm watching these guys... My nosebleed started when I was eating lunch. It didn't start because somebody smashed a golf club with a light bulb attached to it across my face.
Yeah. So just imagine what would happen if someone hit you with such a thing.
Oh, I just, yeah. I can only imagine.
Like, you'd have a nosebleed for 4 hours.
For 4 hours. And I'd be picking glass out of my face.
And thumbtacks.
And thumbtacks.
And thumbtacks.
Yes. So, you love your wrestling, Damien.
Yes, I do.
We all know that.
And I'm not alone. There's a lot of friends of the show out there listening right now that love the pro wrestling.
There's a lot of wrestling people. Look, I'm fine. I'm not putting it down. I can't make the leap. I think I missed it. If you miss it when you're a kid... I think you lose the chance at ever truly getting into it,
mm-hmm.
right? Do you have a favorite wrestler, Mary?
The Rock.
The Rock?
He's awesome. He might be your president one day, right?
Ooh. That's what they're saying. Is that just like, because you like him as a funny actor and stuff? Like,
I think he's talented. I admire him.
No, I think he's talented, too. I had a dinner with The Rock once.
Really?
What?
Yes, I did.
Dish?
Yes. It was me and my friend. We were meeting with him on a screenplay thing.
Oh, my goodness.
How have you never told me this?
Yeah. What's this? Hold on. There we go. The cartoon is in.
Oh, my
Chippy
God.
And Slippy.
That's a drawing.
Chippy and Slippy. Here's our Chippy and Slippy. That's Chippy, I guess, and that's Slippy. It looks like... Mad Magazine, like Dave Martin. So
he whipped that up pretty quick.
There's pretty two. Good.
Well, that actually took a long time considering what this looks like.
I don't know. Like, I think it looks okay.
It's So, yeah, so there was a fancy Hollywood lunch, a dinner, at some fancy schmancy restaurant. My friend and I were rewriting a thing for The Rock, and it wasn't good, the thing we did. We did a poor job on it. It was bad. The source material was bad.
Mm.
We did a terrible job rewriting it, but we met with him beforehand, and he was a super cool guy. He was great. He's super funny. He clearly is one of the most self-aware people I've ever met in my life, where what I am, and I know who I am, but I'm operating within this. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to try to pretend I'm not here because of my physicality first, but I want to start getting better at other things. And so he was so aware of that. And it was one of the weirdest things I've ever seen, is that partway through the thing, what's his face comes over? Warren Beatty comes over to the table, and it's just like, I just want to introduce myself, like, to the, like, it's
oh
like
a Rock.
Weird, yes, like a weird alpha beta kind of thing. That, like, Warren Beatty probably for 50 years has sat at a table in a restaurant expecting everyone to come up to him and introduce themselves and be like, Mr. Beatty, I just want to say, you know. But now Warren Beatty's coming to The Rock's table. It's just like, I just want to say. And here's the thing I did. I told them. I told my when they were setting this meeting up, I said, there's one night I cannot go to this dinner thing. I have to go see a live show that a friend is doing, a comedy show. And then they said, okay, we won't schedule for that night. And then they're like, that's the only night it could happen. And then I said, well, I'm leaving the dinner early then. I'm telling you right now, I made a promise to go see my friend live, and I'm going to see her show live. And they were just like, but it's the thing with The Rock. Just like, what do I care? And it's like, look, I didn't make the movie, never came out. I'm still friends with the friend, though. That's what matters.
Mm-hmm.
You can't fall for these things when they're just like, but it's the thing. It's like, well, if it's a thing, then it is, or it'll either happen or it won't happen. But it's not real life, and you have to let real life take precedent over dumb potential showbiz things sometimes. That's all. But he was a great guy. I like The Rock also. If you like The Rock, then you're going to love Jeff Cannonball. Because
really?
he's like the Rock. If The Rock was from New Jersey and bled all the time from all different spots on his face.
Does he do the eyebrow thing?
I think he can do that.
Ooh.
I think we're painting a poor picture of Jeff, though, because all these people think he's like this troglodyte.
Oh, no, he's
a vegan, straight
edge. Oh, he's super cool. He
really
was well,
progressive.
He was in this band, Altered Boys, which are a great band. He sang with Gary the Squirrel. Maybe we'll play a little bit of that later. But he's a pretty diverse dude. But he has this one part of him where he's a wrestler,
yes,
and he's just giving it over to that, where he's just not afraid. Like, if he would have seen me with that nosebleed, he would have just been like, wait, what's the problem here again now? Oh, you're bleeding out of your nose. Okay, so that's a problem. Hey, you might want to watch this thing where I had this gardening thing stuck on my head, to where they needed to get a pair of pliers to get it off of my head.
And it takes five people, too.
Oh, that's one of the roughest things I've ever seen.
Yeah.
How deep was it in there?
I'm going to say it's like that.
That's so
like
dangerous.
Half an inch.
That's so horrible.
Like,
I
it was.
It and I was like,
oh, my God.
And why don't we go to that? Me, we'll get all the people.
Yes.
Me, Mary, it'll be me, you, Mike,
mm-hmm,
Pat, Dudio.
In the ring.
No, we're going to go down and just cheer or just watch the
tournament.
Well,
I'm going to be in the ring.
You're going to go in the ring?
Well, I do not recommend that.
No. Well, I want to tell everybody that Mary's final, first and last album, Dream Phone, is out now. There will be a posthumous edition release, like a memorial edition. Flannel Graph's putting out a tribute after you go to this thing in June and
mm-hmm
die.
And pass on, yes.
After you die at Tournament of it's called Tournament of Death.
Mm-hmm.
Like, none of us were in the ring, like our camera people, our sound guy, but we were all covered in other people's blood at the end of it by being close to the ring.
Yeah, it's like Gallagher, but with blood.
It's like Gallagher.
It's like if Gallagher picked a sledgehammer up and hit himself in the face with it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of a watermelon,
He
smashed his own melon.
It is the most extreme performance I've ever been to in my life.
But you've been doing a lot of other wrestling stuff. Like, you've been working. I don't know how much or little you can
talk about stuff. I think no one's told me not to, so I'm going to talk about it. I'm doing a TV show called The Wrestler that's going to come out on Viceland at some point.
Okay.
And I went around the world and saw wrestling for about a year.
Yeah.
I mean, you
were all over the place. Were you in, like, you were in South America?
I went to Bolivia. We did two shoots in Mexico, Nunavik, which is the indigenous First Nations northern part of Canada, north of Quebec. We went to the East Coast of the United States, the West Coast of the United States. Went to Japan a few times, Kinshasa in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and New Jersey.
Yes.
The deathmatch episode. We came back here to do another deathmatch episode in New Jersey.
Yeah, I like how, in the scheme of the planet, this area still has the thing you're just like, yeah, that's the worst thing I ever saw. That's the most intense thing I ever saw in my life is here. You were going to other countries, and it's still just like, meh.
Jersey's got it.
The thing in Delaware, still the scariest thing I ever saw. Yeah, Jersey's got it.
Good comp.
What was that comp? Is that
it's in the Bio Records comp.
From West Orange.
That's right. That got really nerdy on the punk tip. No, but it's been awesome listening to a lot of Best Show, listening to a lot of wrestling podcasts, going around the world just looking at wrestling. You know, it's been a weird ride.
Yeah. And then you're also in a rock group, Effed Up.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite bands.
That still makes me blush.
And what's up with that now?
I guess we haven't really said, but we just finished recording some stuff.
Okay.
And we're kind of just, you know, seeing what's up. I think we took a year off, or 2 years off now, pretty much. I had another baby.
You have three kids.
Well, I didn't have it. My wife did all the work. I just watched in awe. And now I have three kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a madhouse at my house.
Yeah. So now I tell you, this is what the sitcom should be. We should option this guy's life, right?
Good, yeah.
He's a dad. He's a hardcore singing dad who is a weed expert.
Mm-hmm.
He's got three kids.
And his kids are normies, and it causes friction? Well, friction.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's kind of true. My eldest son loves baseball.
Yeah, he's like a baseball nut.
He loves baseball.
The Toronto Blue Jays.
Yeah, and I don't know why people like that.
Yeah, you're just like, why aren't they hitting each other with the bats?
Where's the blood?
Right? You're just like, they have bats.
They've got bats.
They have balls. Why are they not? Why are they not punishing each
other?
They
got those sharp
cleats.
Yeah, they could use those.
You're looking at all this, and you're just like, look at all that. They could be chasing each other all around that field. They could turn a pitching machine on. What about that? You should pitch that for Tournament of Death, a pitching machine.
Well,
somebody brings one of those batting cage ball pitching things and fires it at another wrestler. That would not be the, if you saw that in a wrestling match, I would be like, all right, this is pretty good. They're shooting baseballs at a guy.
Tom?
Yeah.
You say you missed your opportunity to love wrestling.
Uh-huh.
Let me present you the world of dramatic dream team wrestling. The best promotion ever from Japan.
Yeah.
They did a match in the Tokyo Dome, which is the big baseball stadium in Tokyo, while it was empty on the baseball field. And you submitted by tapping out on home plate. And they went all the way around the stadium while it was completely empty and had all these other zany characters. They have a wrestling doll that's just like a live rescue doll. Like, not live, a dead rescue doll. Well, it's never dead. It was never alive to begin with. But that's a wrestler in their company. And it's up to the other wrestler that's wrestling this doll to do everything in the match and to make the audience suspend their disbelief.
So wait, so somebody, this is like one of these like Recessa Annie type size dolls?
Yes.
So it's like the kind of thing people learn CPR on.
Yeah.
And you have to get, if it's your job, you have to get behind that doll and like punch people from behind the, like you're like a puppet master?
No, you're, I'm wrestling the doll, And so me, as the doll's opponent, I have to do everything in that ring. Like, I have to stand.
Oh, okay. So nobody's, nobody, you're fighting, so it's almost like some sort of marionette routine.
Yes. There's a quote from, I forget who said it, and I should remember this, but there's a quote that a great wrestler could put on an amazing wrestling match with a broomstick. Mm-hmm. And so this is the, I guess, literal manifestation of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think DDT is your company. I think I'm going to make you a wrestling fan yet.
All right.
And you're going to introduce me to The Rock, and we're going to have the best year of our lives.
I might start a wrestling league. Maybe if I just start my own wrestling league. Right? Mm-hmm. Right. What would it be called? Let me think. Maw. Middle-aged wrestling.
Nice.
Like for people 40 and up.
Who's on your roster?
Mike. Mike is called... what's your name, Mike? He's just in a cage. Just is in a cage the whole time. He doesn't speak. He just shakes the cage. Like, rah, rah. Right? Right.
I think you build the whole company around a feud between Jeff Cannonball and Aiden English.
Yeah.
For
another guy who's in the WWE, the like the cool. Version arm of WWE, right?
No, not anymore. No, he's on the main roster.
He's on the main roster.
He's still
wow.
He's actually dominating right now. He's having an amazing run right now and is very popular. And to me, even though he's known as Aiden English, he will forever be Big Dumb Oaf.
Dumb Oaf. That was because he called this guy called years ago, and he's like, "I'm a wrestler. What should be my name?" And I said, "Dumb Oaf." And you're so dumb that you can't even spell dumb right. It's like D-U-M-M. And then he eventually started a thing called the Vaudevillains, which is maybe the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life, where they are like old-timey wrestlers in like singlets, the way like a turn of the century, like kind of like the bare knuckle. Like that's what they... So they act like it's that a little, like they act like it, they're using the implements of the past and the, like the Vaudevillains. But now he is Aiden, he's just...
Aiden English. Well, his partner, got released from the company. And so he, for a while, he had a puppet that he was doing for a while.
Okay.
And, I don't know where that was inspired by or from. But then from that, he, now is teamed up with Rusev. Okay. And they do this Rusev Day gimmick where he sings Rusev to the ring, and it is incredibly over with the crowd. Like, kids, people, fans love it. Like, he's having a really big run right now.
So he's, he's like, I want to get him on the show.
I got to. Oh, my God, that's got to happen.
But I think they don't like their people coming on things. I've asked them, and it's hard.
It's hard. I think it would be really hard.
Because,
but,
like, I think they're very protective of people doing interviews outside the bubble. You've been away from effed up for so long, the beer can dent is healing on your head. Look at that. See that mark on Damon's head? That's that's where he makes cups stick.
I made cups stick there. I've cut it with razor blades. Glass stuck in there. Now it's gone.
Yeah, now it's healed.
I look like a normal person.
You
I
do.
Look like
true.
A normal. Kind of do.
You lost a lot of weight.
Weed.
Which goes counter to what?
Well, I think people's perception is cannabis. You're going to gain weight when you start smoking it. But for me, like, I didn't do anything.
Okay.
And I lost. I'm not saying this is going to happen for everyone.
Yeah.
But I lost a bunch of weight. Like, I stopped drinking 6 liters of soda a day, which might have helped too.
That might have added to the.
But I you know, I didn't try, you know, and I didn't, you know, but it just happened.
Yeah,
it's a weird side effect
of weed.
Of weed, like getting into really good music,
and,
you know, all the things people get when they're smoking weed. I'm joking.
Yeah, about the weed. I remember we were on a cruise ship together because there was a thing called the Bruise Cruise that effed up played on, and I went on this with my wife, and we were on the thing, and I remembered one of the funny things was seeing you. You're just like the boat docks in where now? Where's it dock in
the Bahamas? Right,
in the Bahamas. Like
I forget which island.
Like, yeah, St. Thomas or something. I can't remember where. And then you were just like, "I gotta find some weed."
Did not have any luck.
Yeah, because those guys who live on the island see the boats pull in every day, and I think they rip people off, like, on the hour. They just see people looking around like, oh, you, They'll be like, hey, what are you looking for? I'm kind of looking for some weed. I wonder if I could... We're just like, yeah, okay. Yeah, give me $30. Be right back. And then you just never see them again, and they know you have to get back on your boat, that you don't live here, and they can just do that all... They can do it literally every single day. It's like, what, are you going to come back and get me the next time you take a cruise here? you're gonna track me down?
I was just hoping to rely on the kindness of strangers. I didn't even ask one of those guys. I was just hoping to ask our cab driver and stuff.
Yeah.
But I struck out huge, Tom.
You couldn't get weed in the Bahamas.
Could not get weed in the Bahamas. Luckily, I found some on the boat.
Okay. Good thing, right? Now, Mary.
Yeah.
Speaking of boats, you're getting ready to take a trip of your own.
Mm-hmm.
Not on a boat, though. Four wheels.
Four wheels, baby.
What's going on now with this trip you're about to take, Mary Hooley?
At Mary Hooley. So I've been volunteering with this org. It's called Hungry Monk Rescue Truck.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, when it began, it started with an old ambulance was donated, and then that was made over. And, we'd put hot food in it and then bring it out to people.
Okay.
And then we started an epic fundraiser. Oh, it was incredible. And so then we got a van.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now there's a van.
So now we use a van. And now...
And who's getting fed?
Homeless people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Throughout New York.
We post up in Bushwick at Maria Hernandez Park on Saturday mornings, and you could come over and say hi if you want. It's a big red van.
Mm-hmm.
We might even let you do a siren noise and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty cool. Okay, so we have this van.
Yeah.
And now there's a guy in Chicago who says, I'm hungry. Same thing.
So you're not just bringing food to one guy who's like, hey, I'm hungry.
I'm so hungry.
Can you guys bring me some food? I'm really hungry.
So this guy, who's also named Tom, he is starting Hungry Monk Chicago. Can you believe? Same name, doing the same thing, but where he lives in Little Village, Chicago. So we're going to drive that truck out there, give it to him, and then fly back in one day. And so we're starting a Sponsor a Mile campaign. It's 790 miles to Chicago. So we need $790 million. Well,
how much money are you looking for this?
I would say conservatively $1 billion.
A billion?
Yeah.
So you went up from 79 million?
Yeah.
You just keep the numbers going up now.
Yeah. Well, maybe $2 billion.
So you're going, when is this happening?
Sunday.
This Sunday, Easter Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You're driving to Chicago.
We're driving to Chicago, probably
overnight. How far is it to drive to Chicago? You having been in a rock band, Damien.
I think that might be like a 12-hour drive, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So my gosh.
You guys are going to pile into this van.
Mm-hmm. Truck.
You're going to drop, and you're going to give it, you're going to give this ambulance to this guy who's starting a thing to feed people in Chicago.
Yes.
And then you're going to fly back.
We're going to fly back.
So how can people help with this now if they want to contribute?
Okay, so please go to GoFundMe.com/HungryMonk and donate money, please.
Hey, Mike, go to this thing. Yeah, go give her $20.
Yes.
Mike's going to give 20.
Nice.
But the thing is, he's taking it out of your bag out there now.
Dang.
He's gonna. And he took the 20 out of your bag. He's trying to jam it into the computer. He's not sure. He's not sure how to give it through the computer. He's
mushing it into the screen.
That's awesome that you're doing that.
I'm excited. It's gonna be a fun drive. I think I'm worried that the truck will break down during the drive, but we'll see.
You'll find out.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the GoFundMe might change a little bit to where it's like,
save
hey,
us.
The GoFundMe is we're in Western Pennsylvania, and we need to get the transmission fixed on an ambulance.
We've
now
been taken captive.
Yes. No, you. It's great, and people should GoFundMe.com/hungrymonk.
Mm-hmm.
Monk, as in.
As in the hit television show.
As in the hit television show, Monk.
It's retweeted on the best show.
Okay.
Yes.
No, I don't want that. Take that down.
Oh, gosh.
Take that down. I don't want to spread that on. It's not good for my online persona.
Do you remember when my friend Rosie called in and you gave her a friendship test to see if she was really my friend?
Yeah.
She's going to be on the drive as well.
Okay.
Yeah,
I know someone who was not asked to be on this drive. That was me.
Do you want to come?
Well, I have plans now.
What are you doing instead?
It's Tuesday. If you would have given me a heads up, yeah. I would have made plans to go on the trip with you guys.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, these are things.
Well,
again, message received, Mary. Mm. Message received. I get it. I'm not on Dream Phone.
Yikes.
I'm not in the ambulance with the other volunteers. Gosh. I do my own volunteer work.
It's true.
I do. I go to a food bank. I try to go once a week. I go there and sort frozen meat. It's the best.
Volunteering is cool.
You know who I don't ever see at the food bank?
Who?
This is who I see at the food bank. I see high school students.
Mm-hmm.
Are always there doing stuff. I see football players. I see all these Mormon kids are there doing stuff. I see all these old people they're doing. I never saw anybody there with a cool. I never saw a cool person at this thing ever.
Yeah.
Never saw a cool person.
Are you saying Mormons aren't cool?
No, I'm talking about the cool, like in the scene.
Oh, okay,
now.
Okay.
Hip
okay.
people.
Yeah, hip. Okay, hipsters. Okay, no hipsters.
No hipsters.
Yeah. Come on, you guys gotta get out and do something every once in a while. Never see it. It's zero. The scoreboard is at zero for how many people I see that would be like, oh, maybe you know bands I like.
Mm.
Zero.
Mm. So the founder of Hungry Monk, mm-hmm. Mike Lopez, me and him have been making funny fundraiser vids together. So there's a new one posted today, and I think it's good. So watch it. It's funny. It made me laugh while I was editing it.
Okay. I'll check it out.
Yes.
But look, we're not here to talk about your van trip, your thing.
No.
We're here to talk about whatever the callers want to talk about. Who's good here, Mike? One. Good, or like they've just been on hold for a while, good? All right, good. Let's see. Besho, hi.
Hey, is it me?
It is you.
I still hear the radio show.
You hear me now. Who's this?
This is Eric in Brooklyn.
Eric, what's going on?
I wanted to tell the story of the time I met Damien.
All right, you're here with Damien.
Hello, Eric.
Hey, Damien.
Is this a good story? This could be something where you smear this dude, right?
It's an all right story, but I don't think I'm going to be able to tell it because the radio show is still playing in my ear.
Well, that's on your end. Shut your computer off and just talk.
No, it's in my phone.
How's it in your phone?
I don't know, but I just heard you ask if it's me again, and then I said, yes, it's me.
Were you listening to the show on your phone? Oh,
there you go.
Oh, man. Occam's razor, baby. That's how you fix these things, right? Whatever Occam's, what is that? I saw that on an episode of House. Occam's razor means just like, what do you think it is? It's probably the most obvious thing, right? Is that what that means? I don't know.
Okay, still there? I got it, finally.
Not smart. I'm not smart. Where were you in your class ranked, Mary? How high or low were you when your high school, when they're just like, were you top of class?
I was the smartest, yeah.
You were the smartest, yeah. Damien, did they do that in Canada, rank? How high?
I don't think they did. And if they did do it, I was not at the top of that list.
Yeah, they might have done it and just didn't tell you.
Don't tell him. It's better. Just
he's
don't
not
going to
want
to
see where he is.
He doesn't need this.
I was so low on the list. I think there were three kids below me.
No way.
I'm serious. I was so
low. They ranked everybody?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I bombed out in high school.
Hmm.
And it hasn't stopped. High school didn't go well, and I jumped forward, and here I am not on the dream phone. It doesn't stop.
If only you had done better in high school.
I could have made the cut to be on Flannel Graph Records. Cassette, yeah. Mary Houlihan release. So what's up, buddy? What's the story with Damien? What's wrong? What did he do? Oh, he's gone. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Best show, hi. Hello?
Oh, hi, Tom. It's me, Justin from Dallas.
Justin from Dallas. What's up, Justin?
Okay, real quick, I tweeted you at Sharpling a picture of my Best Show member card that you sent me in the mail.
Yes.
I'm real proud of that.
Good.
Thank I had something I wanted to talk about.
All right. I'm all ears, my friend.
But first, could you guys elaborate on what this... You mentioned like a Japanese gardening instrument that like went through some guy's head.
Yes.
What was that called?
I think it's called a Kenzan. A Kenzan? My pronunciation is probably terrible on that. It's sometimes referred to as a spiky frog.
A spiky frog. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Now, Tom.
Yes.
You may remember me as the guy who works at the hotel. And I called around that last November, right before No Dude Vember kicked in.
Yeah.
About George R. Martin. I'm the guy who had the trucker friend who loves AP Mike, but not the Best Show.
Hold on a so this guy's a fan of AP Mike, but he doesn't like the Best Show.
Yeah, that's correct. He
so
actually
that just means
he
doesn't like me.
Owns a portrait.
That just means he's like, I don't like me. Your friend doesn't like me is what that means. Which is fine.
I don't want to speak for him.
Look, I'm not nuts about myself either. But look, so what's the goal here, my friend? What do you want to do, make me cry?
He does, however, love your work on Steven Universe.
Oh, that's nice. I appreciate that. So what? So what are we calling for today? Doug.
Okay, well, last time I talked about George R. Martin's other works, which, you know, he's known for Game of Thrones, but he used to be a very prolific sci-fi writer, and I wanted to talk about Nobody Leaves New Pittsburgh, which is a very personal story he wrote about, it's kind of an adapted life story of his about how he got out, he escaped the grind of working like blue-collar jobs in Bayonne.
Mm-hmm. Because George R. R. Martin, the guy who created Game of Thrones, is from Bayonne, the city that A.P. Mike is from. And he's turned his back on Bayonne. He does nothing. He's never gone back. He pays no attention to it. I think did he model that world, Mike, on Bayonne? He modeled, okay, so he modeled it. So which one is the one with what's his face? So the one what's his face? Tyron, what's his name? Tyron what now? He lives in the equivalent of the Quick Check, right? And then Lord Joffrey lives at Massa's. Like if you lay the Game of Thrones map over a map of Bayonne, you can see where all the people are from. And it yeah, this guy turned his back on Bayonne pretty hard. I say we invite George R. Why don't we get George R. R. Martin Day in Bayonne? Why don't they do that? They already did it for the other greats in Bayonne, the guy from the Efferdent commercial. Right? He had a day in Bayonne. They had a day commemorating War of the Worlds, the movie War of the Worlds, shot partly in Bayonne. George R.R. Martin Day. AP Mike presents George R.R. Martin with the key to the city. We want to welcome you back to Bayonne. And please take this $10 gift card to the Quick Check, which is completely green. You can get a sandwich. You can get combos. We have beef jerky. It's $10 you can get a small soda, a small sandwich, a small soda, a pack of combos, or you can just get a pack of cigarettes. George R. Martin will just buy. He's just gonna buy Marlboro Reds. So go ahead, caller. What's your deal now?
Okay.
What are you mad about?
Before I really dive into the book,
let's not dive.
Can I just say how amazing you are on Fortnite?
There's going to be no diving into the book tonight. I'm sorry to tell you.
A brief overview.
We're gonna go ahead real quick.
Okay, well, it's part of his Thousand Worlds universe, which is basically sci-fi stuff.
Imagine that. 1,000 worlds.
It's one of his angrier works, and he doesn't include it in any of his collections, but hardcore fans have found it in a September issue of Amazing Science Fiction magazine in 1976. So he tried to bury this, but... You know, the hardcore fans like me found it.
You know why they're mad at him? Because they used to, like, pants this guy all the time. This guy was in Bayonne. They'd give him swirlies. That's what he said. That's why he's still mad at Bayonne. He'd get dragged into that massive bathroom. They'd give him a swirly in that. That's a narrow bathroom, too. They got to hold that guy like they're shaking like Suge Knight holding Vanilla Ice off the balcony of the hotel. That hotel is in West Hollywood, I think, by the way, the one that Vanilla Ice, Suge Knight. I think it now is the London. I can't remember what it used to be called, but that's the one where Suge Knight held Vanilla Ice off the balcony and made him sign over 10% of the publishing of Ice Ice Baby. And I asked at the hotel, I was like, is this the one where... And they just deny. They're like, oh, I don't know anything about that. Of course they would know about it. If I worked at the place where Suge Knight held Vanilla Ice off the balcony, it'd be all I could think about.
You think that'd be a tourist stop?
Yeah. I'd be like, mm-hmm. Hey, yeah. Do you think they would change the name of the hotel to the hotel, the place where Suge Knight held Vanilla Ice off the balcony? And they would charge triple to stay in that room.
Yeah.
So go ahead about the 1,000 worlds. My friend.
It's basically his sci-fi world that he wrote in for like 30 years.
So he's
and,
mad.
And
it's him channeling his frustration?
Yes. And there's this planet called New Pittsburgh, but it's very clearly just Bayonne. And it's about a guy who used to deal with like bureaucracy and a rigged system.
Yeah.
And the protagonist, Sykes, who he escapes a rigged system in a dead, soulless zombie town that, quote, the land that time forgot. And that's him talking about Bayonne.
Yeah, that's
and he visits his loser friends from his youth.
Okay, you got and, me. You hooked me now. Yeah, so it's a planet full of losers that time forgot, right?
Yes.
What else?
And it's about the need to escape hopeless, dead-end places.
All right.
And he uses the word S-hole a lot, but I want to, in respect to you, keep it PG for the show.
All right.
So whenever I say hopeless, just in the text, he wrote S-hole.
Okay. Wait, you're not going to read from this thing, are you?
No. I'm just elaborating, you know, kind of going to briefly go over it real quick.
No. I don't want to. But this is interesting. Well, I'm interested to know this exists.
There is a point in the story where he does go to a specific dive bar, And he finds out that most of his former friends died from either like health reasons or from like work accidents.
Right, that's an example.
And he has a real anger directed at the locals because they tell him his hard luck, these like hard luck tells.
Look, now you're about making, how they now you're get making out. A side with Bayonne now. But this guy, he went there. Sure, he got a bunch of swirlies, and they threw his captain's hat into his choo-choo train hat. They probably threw into the bay, right? But it's
yes.
Like, look, what do you want? You walk around with a choo-choo hat on. You're gonna in Bayonne. They're gonna go after you. Take the choo-choo hat off. Try to blend in. You got guys like Mike. Imagine a younger, meaner Mike walking around Bayonne, sees a guy in a choo-choo hat, right? What do you think Mike's going to say? Let's get this guy. Right? You're chasing him through the graveyard, right? Yeah.
Yes.
I'm on Mike's side. Get off my phone. Right, Mike? Where does this guy get off putting down Bayonne? It's God's country out there, right? It's a beautiful place. It's beautiful. Bayonne is this is where it all went down. It's beautiful land out there. We have Damien here. So what's going on? What's for 2018, Damien? What's the plan here?
Oh God, I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do now. Because now the wrestling show's over, I feel like I've done my opus. So now it's just like, what do I do with the rest of my life? Except for raise kids. I'm going to raise my kids.
Yeah, you're going to raise your kids.
Yeah, but I mean professionally.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't know, podcasts.
More from the band, maybe?
Potentially, maybe. Who knows?
Well, secret. You said you did some recording. Usually you don't do that you don't do that for your own personal enjoyment. Look, I'm not going to press you. This is not gotcha journalism. I'm not out to break you down. Look, do I know more about this than people? Yeah, I do. Am I going to talk about it? Of course not. Nah. You tell me. You tell me what you want, what you can and can't. I'm not going to press you on that. That's not my place. But, you know, so you think, will we see you live? Will you be on a stage with your shirt off somewhere?
Well, I don't take my shirt off anymore on stage. Ever since I lost the weight, it felt kind of weird. Like, it felt like I was kind of trying to be, like, macho. Like, when I was bigger and I took off my shirt, I felt like it was, like, a liberating thing. And then as I lost weight, it just felt like I was just trying to be a macho, out-of-shape dude on stage. So I just kind of – I keep my clothes on now.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, we can only hope to see you on stage wearing – Studio, we have Mary Houlihan.
Hi.
Welcome to Q Talk.
Thank you.
And we have wrestling and hardcore singer Damien Abraham.
Hello.
Welcome to Q Talk.
Thank you for having me.
So we're going over the totals here for the Q Talk.
And the top cuteness we have now would be a dog eating a pizza that fell on a cat.
Oh, I love that.
So
I'm freaking out to be in studio right now.
And that got 7 barks. So a dog eating a pizza that fell on a cat. It was, and also the number is 201-332-3484. If anybody wants to pitch in stuff, we'll see where it ranks. Mary, do you have something you could pitch if a dog eating a pizza off of a cat that fell on a cat at 7? That got 7 barks. What do you? What's one? What's a ranking? Something you'd like to pitch?
A GIF of a raccoon riding a Razor scooter around a house.
Now, in this GIF, the raccoon is on like a full size Razor scooter,
baby size,
a small Razor scooter. Are things getting knocked over, or is he navigating
expertly?
Oh, no,
he's doing good. A little clumsy, but he's holding his own.
All right, well, let's see where that ranks in terms of... that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5.5.
Oh, my goodness.
That gets 5.5. Damien, is there anything you'd like to see where it lands on the cute scale?
I think a hamster eating a mini bowl of ramen, and it's just getting all over its face.
Okay.
But it's got a little hat on, too.
Now, do you hear commentary from the people filming it that they can't believe how cute this is?
I think it's presented without sound and let the audience put in their own, I can't believe how cute this is.
Oh, I love that.
Let's see where that gets on the ranking. That's 6. It's the cats are half.
Okay.
The cats are half, so 2 halves. See, that's it's 6. Well, still it's 7 for the dog eating the pizza that fell on a cat. My call screener is Neil. Neil, would you come in here? Do you have anything, Neil?
I saw a pig. A pig. I saw a pig once, and it was riding one of those little cars the children ride. And it was riding down the street.
Okay.
And all the children were watching the pig.
Okay, let's see what that gets. Four and a half.
Okay.
Not bad. Thanks, Neil.
First try.
Any calls coming in yet?
Yeah, I'm feeling quite a few calls.
Okay, well, why don't you screen some calls? Now, Mary, you have an album out now.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Dream Phone.
Mm-hmm.
And how cute is this album?
It is so cute. It's pink. Is and it has a blue cover, and it's small.
Okay, that's very cute.
Mm-hmm.
And Damien, your band, Bleeped Up, you've named records after animals.
Mm-hmm.
What animals have you named records after?
We've done Year of the Rat, Dog, Snake, Ox, Tiger, Dragon. Not cute, but Dragon. I think that's pig. We did a pig. You're the pig too. Okay.
Cute.
Yeah.
What about a record called Year of the Dog Eating a Pizza That Fell on a Cat?
I don't know if that's in the Zodiac, but you know, we could do that at the end.
So if that was a record though, let's see what that would get on the rating.
Wow.
That would be a huge record for people who like cute stuff. Neil? Neil, any calls? Line one. Welcome to Cute Talk.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to Cute Talk.
I wanted to bring up a popular meme that's very cute.
What is it?
Pizza rat.
Cute.
Yeah.
Yes, pizza rat.
Also known as selfie rat.
Also known as selfie rat.
Okay. Yeah, there's this whole thing where pizza rat might be selfie rat.
And what does pizza rat get? Let's see.
Well, you know, the thing with pizza rat, it's just cute. It wants the pizza.
Ten. That's ten. Thanks for the call. Anyone, Neil? Now, Mary Houlihan. If your album Dream Phone was an animal, what animal would that be, and what would they be eating, and what would be cute about it?
I'm glad you asked. It's a tiny baby bat, and it's eating a big strawberry, and the bat is so small that the strawberry looks so big.
Okay, let's see what that gets.
It's Dub Dave in the afternoon, Long Branch. What's up? We got a couple guests in studio. Hey, Skidmark. We got any callers? Line one. I got to give these tickets away. We got Fred Durst is doing a run on Broadway, doing his songs at a theater. It's not in a Broadway theater. It's outside a Broadway theater. He's doing it outside the Bruce Springsteen Theater. So we got tickets for that. I don't even know how you give a ticket to see that. But we do have tickets. I also just want to say that the show over at Qdoba Stadium has been canceled. There was the Fieldy Unplugged. That got canceled. So it was because there was a conflict with the... with a Long Branch Dirt Sharks game. Everybody knows Dirt Sharks, a baseball team here in Long Branch. Yeah. So, what do we got in the studio here? And also, it's let's go to the we're talking about what blows. You just tell me what blows. Get on the blower. You tell me what blows. 201-332-3484. Dumb Dave in the afternoon. We got Damien in the studio. What's going on?
What up, Dave? Happy to be here, man.
You're like a wrestling guy or something, right? You're a wrestler?
Not myself. I'm a fan of it.
Okay. Like, who have you wrestled?
Once again, I haven't actually wrestled myself. Just watch it and make documentaries
okay.
about it.
Yeah. All right. Hold on. Yeah, now what's your deal? What is your who are you now?
Hi, I'm Mary.
Okay. And what, you're like a comedian?
Yeah, you could say comedian. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Gender neutral.
You're a comedian.
Okay.
A comedian.
Yeah.
Okay. You know other comedians?
Oh, yeah. Who are your favorites?
Like Chris D'Elia, guys like that.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Is he cool?
I've never met him. But,
okay.
Yeah.
He sounds cool. So, who's on the line, Skidmark? Find out who blows. All right, you're on with Dumb Dave in the afternoon. Who blows?
Hey, this is Dirty Dustin in Union City. Did I get those dirt tickets?
What's that now?
This is Dirty Dustin, Union City. Did I get those dirt tickets or what?
You want the dirt tickets?
You know I want the dirt tickets.
Yeah, hey, Skidmark, give this guy just tell me, okay, you got to earn it, though.
Well, you want the phrase to pays?
Yeah.
Dumb Dave in the afternoons on the Crusher brings the fear.
That's right. Give him the tickets. Skidmark, give this guy the tickets.
Thank you, Dave. I love you, man.
Yeah. Thanks. So, Damien, what are you? You're in a rock band also?
Yeah, I sing in a punk band.
Okay. And do you like wrestle people in that band also? What's the deal with this? I am trying to figure out. You're a wrestler, but you're also in a band. What is this, like Fozzy?
No.
You're like Jericho.
No. Dave, right? No, I'm just a fan. I'm a fan of Jericho as a wrestler, that's for sure. And then,
I just play. W-K-R-H. Wait, go ahead. So you wrestle? Have you wrestled Jericho?
No, I've never wrestled anyone actually.
Okay. All right. And now, what? Again, who are you? What is it?
Hi. Mary.
Mary, and you have a tape out.
Yes.
Why a tape?
I think people like it as...
I mean, you can put it out as like an MP3 or something, right?
Yeah, but I think people like having an object.
Sure. They're like objects.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, why not like a WAV file?
Well, that, again, is not an object.
Uh-huh.
It's an intangible.
Yeah, but then like these FLAC files. Everybody's talking about these FLAC files. Like there's no loss on that. I don't know. I don't hear it. I don't hear why I listen to that stuff.
Dumb Dave in the afternoon on the Crusher. WKRH, Long Branch, New Jersey. Zero F's given.
Zero F's given.
Dumb Dave in the afternoon. WKRH, Long Branch.
Hey, Skidmark. You ready for our opening day? The Dirt Sharks? How do you think they're going to do this year? Yeah, I got a skybox at Qdoba Stadium. We got a party in there, man. Right? Get some Bud Lime. Right? Yeah, of course you can, bro. We should bring this wrestler with us. Right? So when you're, like, on stage, like, when you're wrestling a guy, but you got a guitar on? Or what is the thing? I'm trying to picture what it is. You hit him with the guitar?
I don't hit him with anything, actually. I don't wrestle.
You should hit him with her cassettes.
Well, what he's trying to say is that he doesn't actually do wrestling himself.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, because he's got to have someone else in there. I mean, you can't wrestle yourself.
No,
he's wrestling with the thing. So when you put a cassette out, I mean, what is that?
So you can play it, and it has music on it, but it also comes with, like, a download code, so you can have the files on your computer if you want.
Someone like you. Someone who'll rattle the cages. Dumb Dave in the afternoon. WKRH Long Branch.
Yeah, everybody, just this again, the Fieldy show's canceled because it conflicts with a Dirt Sharks game. You ever see a Dirt Sharks game?
No, I wish.
They're good. They're hoping to be single A ball soon. They're actually double C ball, which
what's that?
It means they play high school teams and they generally lose to them. But they are adults.
How old are they?
Some of the guys are very old on the Dirt Sharks.
And they play against
They play against whoever they play with on the schedule. They got the players don't make the schedule up,
but they play against kids.
Yeah, who's on the blower? What do we got here? Who blows? Who do you want to say blows? How about you? Who blows, Damien? You ever get that powder thrown in your face? How come the ref doesn't even notice how come that happens on this wrestling? The guy throws the stuff right when the ref's not looking. You know what I mean? What is that?
I think it's part of the art.
What?
The art of wrestling.
What art? Like what? Like a statue?
No, I'm just saying wrestling is like an art form, and that powder and the referee being distracted, like that's all part of
it. Okay, yeah, I guess, sure. So, like, wrestling. Are there any wrestling cassettes you know of, Mary?
Not that I know of. I'm sure, you know, there must be some cassettes out there.
Zero F's given.
Zero F's
given. So, who blows,
Dumb
Mary?
Afternoon, WKRH, Long Branch.
Now?
Yeah,
sure.
I think this chicken foot record I heard, I'm not nuts about the demos. Chad Smith sent me some rough mixes
and some demos they're
working on. Well, I don't know Chad Smith. I actually know a guy who has access to his laptop, who works. He picked up a virus and brought it into a shop, and this guy actually kind of did some remote thing and can still look at what Chad has going on his laptop. Like,
that's
he can
cool.
still see what Chad's up to. And he's a pretty straight shooter. That's a thing. Not a weird guy. But he did get to listen to some of the stuff. The Chili Pepper stuff rules that's going on now. But the Chicken Foot stuff's a little soft. I think Hagar lost a step. What do you think?
What's it called?
Chicken Foot.
And that's a band?
Yeah, it's Sammy Hagar, Michael Anthony, Chad Smith, and then Skidmark. Who's the other guy in the band? Yeah, there's only one Skidmark out there. You're not a fan. It's too soft. I get that. You should check this guy's band. You should check this wrestler's band out. They're called, what is it, Fozzy is the name of your band?
Yeah, Fozzy. That's the one.
It's pretty cool because this guy like wrestled everyone. Like this guy wrestled the Hillbilly Jim. This guy wrestled.
I've done them all. I've wrestled every single one of them.
Right? Would you do?
You don't have to do this.
Would you do wrestling, Mary?
No. Well, yeah.
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 Okay. Hey, you guys should come party with me in the skybox over at Qdoba Stadium if you're in town for the Dirt Sharks games. They got a really great one. They're going to be playing the kids of Saint Elizabeth. This is actually a middle school. They're going to be playing this time. Four of the guys, the shortstop and the left fielder, were in Bull Durham. They were the old guys at that point in the actual movie. So they're on the team. It's pretty cool. You guys got a lot of
news on the crush.
Guy's got a lot of good stories about Tim Robbins. That dude is nuts. So, we got a wrestler in the studio. So yeah, so we're trying to. Yeah, it's like, look, if you're gonna go see Robert Fripp in concert, you want to see him. You don't want to yell. I don't know why they yell at the guy. Fripp. The guy's yelling, Fripp. Weird. You think you buy, you pay $100 for a ticket, you'd think you'd be a fan of the guy. Well, you're, it's like you're clearly trying to get under his skin. Hey, it's the best show. It's Mary Houlihan's here. Damian Abraham is here. So, Mary,
mm-hmm.
2018 for you. What's that? You got your, you got the charity that's up at GoFundMe.com/HungryMonk. Hungry Monk. And it's Monk as in
the hit television
series. Hit television series, the hit USA television series. Tony Shalhoub, 3-time Emmy winner.
Nice.
Yeah, I didn't go to the awards though.
Hmm.
Not me. 0-time Emmy nominee. Me. But I don't want awards. I don't want awards. If I got nominated, you know what I'd say?
What?
Jump in a lake. I'm not showing
really?
Up. Yeah. Why would I show up?
Have fun with your friends.
That's true. Then I got to meet people at the thing. What am I supposed to? Hi. Right?
You just say hi.
Hi. Hi.
Say, oh, hi. And then, you know, keep it moving.
Yeah. Damon, your band has been nominated for a Juno.
Yeah, a couple times actually.
A couple times. The Juno is in the honoring the arts, the musical arts in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And the Junos just happened last week, right?
Yes, it did.
And the winner was Arcade Fire.
No, A Tribe Called Red got Group of the Year, which
okay.
I'm not a huge fan of these mm-hmm. awards, but I think that was very well deserved.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, the Junos is. It's kind of like the Canadian Grammys, which
okay.
in all the ways that that could be interpreted.
But I'm going to say this. If you guys were from America, effed up ain't coming within 500 miles of the Grammys.
Well, they Code Orange kids got nominated this year. Code Orange, sorry, now. And Mastodon. But yeah, no, there are no swear word bands.
Yeah, but you guys are nominated for like the big award. You guys were nominated for Album of the Year.
Best alternative album.
Best alternative. Okay, no, look, that's still.
We had our award ceremony at the Technical Achievement Dinner the night before.
Okay.
Which is where they give up the Rap Album of the Year Award, mm-hmm. the Alternative Album of the Year Award. And it's like in a dinner hall. And that uh-huh. was this moment where I was sitting there. I remember sitting and turning to everyone in my band. I'm like, I'm never doing this ever again.
Yeah. See?
Never, ever, ever.
So I'm going to be one step ahead of that. I'm never going to do it. He was nice and your band, everybody's nice in your band, but I like Sandy a lot.
Sandy is the backbone of this band.
And Sandy, I saw Sandy donated. I heard her name on the during the WFMU marathon so many times. She was supporting WFMU.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy from Toronto. I like Sandy a lot. I miss your band.
We miss you. I think if, like, you know, not that I don't want you to go in the ambulance to Chicago,
mm-hmm.
but here's long enough in advance notice.
Okay. I'm ready for this.
If and when Effed Up ever goes on tour again,
yeah.
will you get in the van?
I would get in the van for a little bit. And
the whole thing, dude.
The whole thing? No. I'll say no right now. I can answer that one. If it's all or nothing, it's going to be nothing. I have other things to do. I can't leave my life for a full tour.
Come on.
I can't. I wish I could and go be hang out with the then I'm gonna be
Sandy's going to be there.
I know. I like Sandy a lot, but then I got to lug bass amps.
He's also thinking in the back of his head, but also Mike's going to be there, and I don't have to be around that.
I like Mike. I like everybody in the band. It's a band with six legitimate weirdos.
Yes.
That have all somehow united to form a super weirdo.
Yes.
You become like Voltron.
I would love to meet someone that knew all of us as just kids going to shows,
uh-huh.
that stopped going to shows and being mm-hmm. like, yeah, we're all in a band together. Yeah. All these weirdos came together.
Because it's funny, when you look at the band, it's like there's no way to assemble that band like that band has to come together over time and you suddenly look, it's like, hey, I guess this is our band. It's like you wouldn't just go like, these six people will unite. In a band, just like six strangers
yes.
will meet and form a band together. It'd be like, the six of you would be like, no, I'm not doing that. this is weird. This is a weird band. But it's just like when it's an organic thing, then you turn around and somehow it's like, oh, I guess we've been in this band together for over 10 years now.
I can remember coming to New York, playing on the Cherry Blossom Clinic.
Yes.
And just being in complete awe that I was in the studio where Cherry Blossom Clinic came out of.
Yes.
The Best Show came out of.
All of the.
So much amazingness.
Yeah.
And that feels like it was yesterday. Fast forward, what was that, 10 years ago?
Yeah, it was 10 years.
And here I am sitting across from you in the studio.
And that was that was the Cherry Blossom Clinic. Terry T, my better half. Her radio show on WFM was called the Cherry Blossom Clinic, and she had bands on, and she had you guys on, and it was so great. And, yeah. And now we're friends, you look back. And then, isn't it funny, I'm thinking the first time I met you would have been at a show, right?
At a place called Maxwell's.
Place called Max. That's right.
And it wasn't just the day you met me.
No.
It was the day you also met Kurt Vile. Because he was opening for us on that tour.
Well, no, I met Kurt Vile.
Oh, you had met him before. That's right.
I met Kurt Vile opening for Big Star.
Yes.
That's right. At the Masonic Temple. Him and Adam was in the band at that point from War on Drugs. That's when he was in the Violators. And I met a young Mary Houlihan at the Chris Gethard show.
At the fake one.
At the fake Chris Gethard show.
Mm-hmm.
The April Fool's Day show.
Yeah.
And you gave me a painting.
Mm-hmm.
Of me and John Werster.
Mm-hmm.
That I have in my house.
Mm-hmm.
Still hanging in my office. I see it every day.
Really?
Yes.
Do you think of me?
Of course, because you painted it. I'm like, yes, Mary painted that. So, yeah, it's nice. It's nice to meet people and to become friends with people, and I'm friends with both of you. What should I do about these guys out there?
Yeah.
I got to say, I feel like there's one too many. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, if there was, like, an efficiency expert came in, they'd be like, yeah, two guys could do this.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. The problem is, Pat's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Dudio's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Mike's a nice guy.
Yeah.
I don't know who gets canned.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Why don't you take one of them in that ambulance and just leave them in Chicago?
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey, Dudio.
Yeah.
What are you doing on Easter? Okay. How you feel about an ambulance ride? They'll let you lay in the back of it. Okay.
Okay. That great.
That's good. Yeah. That'll work out.
Great.
What's that now? How do you get back? Hey, Best Show, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom, it's Dan McNamara. How you doing?
Yay.
Dan McNamara. Dan.
Yeah. I wanted to give you a call and say hi, because it's been a year since I probably was on the show, I think. And I wanted to give you an update and let you know I'm doing great.
Because this guy, Dan.
Yeah.
He's the guy who, a year ago. It's already a year ago?
Yeah, it's been about a year, yeah.
You were having health issues.
Yeah.
Having to do with your kidney.
Liver.
Liver.
Kidney. Let's say kidney.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
No, your liver.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You broke your liver.
Yeah, it broke.
And then you got a donation from a friend of yours.
Yeah, my cousin.
From your cousin.
Yeah, he gave half his liver to me.
And it kind of grows. Is that how it works? I know so little about
it. It grows almost a full size, not completely, but full enough to be a good functioning liver.
And health wise, you're doing really well now, because Pat keeps me up to date on how you're doing. Because you've been longtime friends with Pat on the show.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
well,
you can say that.
No.
Earlier, Dan texted me to have fun with Tom and say hi to Dudio. And not Pat.
And not Pat.
Yes.
Interesting.
Ooh. So I don't know if they're not friends anymore or what's going on with them.
Yeah, look, it's hard being friends with people in this life. Everybody, how many people do you have, Dan, that you would say, oh, I don't talk to that person anymore?
Oh, it's just about one person now.
One? Pat? Is it Pat?
Yeah.
Damien, how many people in your life were you just like, yeah, I don't talk to that person anymore?
Hundreds?
Hundreds.
Hundreds?
Like literally, no, like.
Like 100, I'd say.
Like falling out?
Like falling out or being like, I don't know.
You meet a lot of people too.
You want to meet a lot of people, yeah. Touring.
Mary, how about you?
Thousands.
All right.
You got a huge Twitter block list.
Yeah.
Huge.
So yeah, look. So Pat's that's Pat for you now, right?
It is.
You gained deliver. You lost Pat. Right?
It's okay.
Your liver became your friend, right? It's just you and me.
Exactly.
Liver.
Yeah.
You ever talk to your new liver?
I do. I do occasionally say like, "Hey, how you doing?" It doesn't say anything back to me.
She.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure, she. But I've been doing really good, and I've had enough energy to actually work on video projects again, which is great.
So you launched a thing now. What's the thing you launched? Tell us.
I launched I launched a fundraiser for video project I'm working on called Wish Weasel, and it's a live-action web series, 3 episodes, and it's a puppet weasel that comes from outer space that can grant wishes and lands in Queens and then has to save the world.
And this is what, where are you doing? You're very funny. I've seen all the videos you did in the past. You're very funny.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Yeah, I worked on a bunch of things when I was healthy back in maybe like, I don't know, 6-7 years ago. I was doing stuff with Kurt Braunohler and Kristen Schaal and stuff, and we were making stuff with Pat when I was still friends with Pat. And it's great to go back and work on comedy stuff again.
Good. And where do people find your fundraiser?
They can check it out on Indiegogo.com/project/Wishweasel, or you can just look up Wishweasel on Twitter. Or Facebook, whichever.
This is what I'm going to say.
And Mary Houlihan actually has an appearance in the project as well.
Interesting.
So she plays the space detective.
So you're, I guess, my phone. Yeah, interesting. I guess you have the same contacts Mary has for me for Dream Phone. I didn't get the call. I didn't get the call for Wish Weasel. Didn't get the call for the ambulance ride. Message received. Yeah. Message received, Dan. Message received.
Yep. All right.
Yep. Now, look, everybody, people check your thing out. Indiegogo.com/Wishweasel. Right?
Yeah, sure. Go check it out. You can donate to an ambulance or donate to.
Well, you can do both. People can do both.
Pop it from space.
You can do both.
Either one.
People can do both.
That's true.
There's room for all sorts of things you throw your support behind.
Sure.
And look, I don't know. Maybe one of the people, the guy wants the ambulance. Maybe he's, I don't know. Maybe he's going to feed a creep. I don't know. Right? It's a fair point.
Yeah.
Right?
Could happen.
It could happen.
You don't know who we're feeding.
I don't know. I need to know more about who these, who these hungry people are. No. Dan, thank you so much. And good. I'm glad you're doing well.
Thank you. Tom.
You have a great
day. See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, look, you support Mary's ambulance ride at GoFundMe.com/HungryMonk. You support Dan, his comedy videos at Indiegogo/WishWeasel. Best Show, hi.
Hey, Tom.
Hi, to whom am I speaking?
My name's Courtney. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Courtney? In Las Vegas, Nevada, home of, you can say it.
The State Flower.
What's that?
Flower.
The State Flower of of Nevada is Brendan Flowers, right?
Wow.
That's your State Flower.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when he says, I got soul, but I'm not a soldier, right?
Yes, he poses the question, are we human or are we dancer? Very important.
I'm telling you. I'll say this. You ever go to karaoke with me? I do killers. I do that song. But all the things that I've done. I do that song. And then I also do When You Were Young.
You sound better than him.
No, I don't.
To me.
So, hey. What's going on, Courtney? You're here with Mary Houlihan and Damian Abraham.
I know. Hi, guys. I love Mary. I have curated my office with a few of Mary's prints with her paintings. I love them.
Thank you.
Mary painted my dog once with a hard hat on.
Pretty cool.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I know. Just the one.
He's one of those Doge dogs.
Mm-hmm.
A Shino Ibu.
Yes.
Is that what it is? Inu.
Yes.
Shiba Inu.
Shiba Inu.
The Doge, right?
He's a mutt Doge, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Shiba Inu.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm concerned, Tom. I heard about your nosebleed last week.
Yeah.
And three Tuesdays ago, I just had my septum cauterized from frequent nosebleeds.
Mm-hmm.
Well, have you seen an ENT or anything about that one?
I have not had
it. It exactly like mine. Like it goes on forever and you cannot stop it, and they give you all kinds of ways to deal with it, but
mine stopped though. It did stop. I haven't had a nosebleed since I was a little kid.
You haven't had one since?
No, I haven't had one since.
Okay, well, when I went to the doctor, she told me if it lasts longer than 10 minutes to go to the ER.
Well, probably should have gone to the ER then, because mine was almost 2 hours.
Because you felt all woozy the next day, too.
Yeah, I was tired.
To lose that much blood.
Look, I can't talk about this now. With this, I got Damien. He filmed the wrestling thing. These guys are smashing.
Damien bleeds all the time.
He's smashing cans into his forehead while he's singing.
Yeah, you don't want to look like a wuss. Next to Damien.
He's doing these smashing cans. He's got, because Damien said this to me. You know what he said to me? Red means green, he said.
Very true.
Wow.
He said, red means green. And I was like, what do you mean? And then I said, wrestling's fake. And you know what he did? He clapped my ears.
Wow. John stossled you. I stossled you, Tom.
Yes. He cupped his hands and slapped me on the side of my head. He like that wrestler did to John Stossel on 2020. Come on, wrestling's fake. There was like this clip. There was this episode of 2020 where like John Stossel was like, "Come on, wrestling's fake, right?" And the guy's like, "You want to see how fake it is? What wrestler was that?"
Now you're gonna ask me, and I can't believe I'm blanking.
Like, what? Like he's black, like, "You want to see?" The guy's like, want to see how fake it is? And he, like, cups his hand and smacks him, John Stossel, on the side of his ear. And then he can't, like, then he's like, now my eardrum is damaged. And it's like, so it was.
He sued and got that guy fired, I think.
I think he did, yeah, that guy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And who hasn't watched 2020 with John Stossel and been like, I wish someone would thunderclap his ears.
Yeah. Is that called the thunderclap?
I think that's what it was called when I was in elementary school, when your friend would come behind you and thunderclap your head.
It's different. It's
the move.
Mm-hmm. It's the move.
It's different in Canada. Mm-hmm.
We call that the Canadian handshake.
Yeah, the Canadian handshake. They're thunderclapping each other. That's not how we did it in Jersey, right?
No, Drake does that to Win Butler all the time.
When he's on top of the CN Tower.
Yeah, on top of the CN Tower.
Is that where he's sitting in that thing?
Yeah.
In that cover?
Yeah.
Sitting on the CN Tower.
That's CGI, though.
Yeah. I would hope he would blow off.
I know. He would. You can go up there.
He's
I thought,
top
I thought,
of the world.
No, you can do that. You can go up there. Like, you and me, we could all marry you and me.
Let's
we can
go.
All
can't be outside of it.
Yeah, you do. You walk around the perimeter of it.
But there's
ropes.
A railing.
Yeah, there's ropes and a railing.
But he doesn't have any rope in that picture.
I know, but they could have done it.
It looks like he's sitting on, like he's like up on the, like the photo of the hard hats eating lunch up on the girder from the 30s. It's like, that's Drake. up on the CN Tower.
Started from the bottom.
He did start from the bottom. Now he's at the top of the CN Tower. And to be fair, he didn't start at the bottom. What bottom did he start at?
Degrassi.
Well, I will say...
sandwiches.
Well, like, Canadian rap prior to Drake, what was there in the American view? There was Snow. There was Let Your Backbone Slide, if you remember Maestro Fresh West. Most people don't. There was a couple reviews in The Source for some Canadian rappers, and that was it.
Yeah.
Being a Canadian rapper, let alone a child star Canadian rapper, that's kind of the bottom of the music industry.
Yeah, that is true.
And I'm not
There's no one hard in Canada. There's no hard rappers in Canada.
Now there is Drizzy Drake.
Yes. The number one Raptors fan.
Growing up as a Canadian, you have a severe inferiority complex to the neighbors of the South, America, especially when it comes to pop culture. So I'm not even necessarily a fan of Drake's music, but the fact that Canada has produced the coolest person in the world for a brief moment, I feel validated.
That is meaning.
Yeah.
Look, Mary's from New Jersey.
It's true.
I'm from New Jersey. New Jersey is that to New York, where you end up feeling like you're looking at this other place, that you're in the second tier comparatively.
And you had your Drake in Danzig.
But you look at New Jersey. But like, who's from New York City? Who's from New York? Who actually came from New York City music-wise? Not Long Island. Not New, like.
Ramones? Queens, right? That counts?
Everybody. Barely.
They're on the outer borough. No, that's, I'm talking about like, who's from Manhattan? Who from Manhattan is responsible for great music?
Harley Flanagan.
Who? The Strokes? Is that where we're at? The Strokes?
Wow.
That's it? Right?
Yeah.
It's a short list from Manhattan.
Give me a second. I'm going to think. Cro-Mags, they were from Manhattan, kind of.
Okay. Well, but you got two now.
The Strokes and
one. You got one. Nice. No. But everybody's got to be from the place. I think you have to be like one scooch removed from the coolest place to get any kind of like momentum going on, I think.
Vegas is not LA at all.
No, you need you probably feel that as in Vegas, everybody rolls in and they party and then they just leave.
Yeah, all the cool kids come to Vegas from LA.
But they leave, then they leave, right? They come and hang out. Oh, you guys are where I act like an, I come to your town, act like an animal, and then leave.
And just leave all your beer cans and everything.
Exactly.
Here.
You get it. Because look at New Jersey.
I'm an outsider.
Look at New Jersey. Who's from New Jersey? So that's a long list.
A long list.
Right?
Yeah. New Jersey's cooler than New York.
Exactly. The Feelies, Bruce Springsteen, Yola Tango,
Chronic Sick,
Fugees, Electric Love Muffin. Well, that's Philly more.
Adrenaline OD.
Yeah, well, just the Misfits. Count Basie.
Debbie Harry.
Mm-hmm. Whitney Houston. It's a long list of people from New Jersey, but they all get like...
SZA,
right? Then they all go to Vampire Weekend.
Are they from New Jersey?
Yeah. Oh, those are New Jersey guys. Titus. Real estate. Yeah. Then they all go and they move somewhere else. Not unlike my friend Mary Houlihan, who's not from here anymore.
And even on her city.
Even on her album Dream Phone, she identifies as a New Yorker.
Ooh, sorry.
Very telling. Where are you from? She goes, New York.
Oh, gosh.
Very telling.
They're asking where I live.
That's fair.
Okay.
But it is interesting. So you feel that in Las Vegas? You feel that gulf of
Everyone thinks that like we all just live on the strip and stuff here, but we kind of lead nice lives and stuff, but
yeah, there's actual I'll say this. That park, that red, the Red Rocks, is that what it is?
Yeah, I live across the street from there. I live by Red Rock, across from the Red Rock Hotel.
That is that park is one of the great, like I spent a day driving around there.
Yeah?
and it was the absolute most one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. And it's a half hour.
Beautiful. We love it.
Yeah. It's like
there's
being
snow on the mountain behind it now.
It's nice. So great. It's really like being on another planet, and it's like a half hour away from the Strip. Like, you wouldn't believe that it's – like, you realize, oh, this is what it's actually like here.
Mm-hmm.
It's so great.
Yeah, the locals – I haven't been to the Strip since I was, you know, younger than 21 even. We don't go down there. I know you like to go play the Sex and the City machine.
Not anymore, no. I don't play that one anymore. Trust me. That one does not get my gambling dollar anymore.
You like the Big Bang Theory now?
Nah, I'm not good at that one. There was one I was good at. I'm good at the Anchorman slot machine.
Oh, okay.
That sounds funny.
It is funny because you get the bonus, and then you can get either Paul Rudd, and then you do the Sex Panther challenge where you pick different colognes out.
That is a funny challenge.
Or you get Champ Kind, and then you see how many whammies you get.
Wow.
Right? And then Brick.
You're selling me. I might have to walk across the street.
You might have to. Then Brick Tamlin does his weather wheel. And if you get the big one, you get Papa Ron. Papa Ron. Ron Burgundy. That's where the big money is. Because the only reason, because I was snowed in the casino in January at the Borgata. I went down to do some writing for a day. Mm-hmm. And then a snowstorm rolled in, and I was stuck in there for a couple of days. It was, first of all, being snowed in a casino was one of the greatest experiences you could ever have, because no one's coming in or out, and you're just in this. It's surreal. To watch a place like teeter on the edge of like functioning, to where it's like, we're all going to have to keep working here and keep this thing going. And half these businesses are closed, but we're going to keep half of them open. And you guys are here for a day longer than you might have thought you would be. So there's just like weird energy. So I got to know the Anchorman slot machine very well. Anything else you need to say? We're going to wrap up shortly.
No, I know. Yeah, I'm like the Fred tonight.
Don't worry. That's a compliment. Fred's my guy.
I know.
Fred helped me out with my nosebleed.
He saved you.
Fred did save me.
All right. Good night, guys.
Thanks.
Good night.
Final call. Best show. Hi.
7:02 in the his house.
Woo! Vegas night.
Back-to-back Las Vegas calls.
Yeah. Yeah, we like to keep them brief and to the point, and everything she said is true.
This is BB from Las Vegas.
Hi, BB.
How are you,
Hi,
BB?
Gorgeous. My petite Uli.
You're here with me.
How are you, honey?
I'm good.
How's
I'm
Tom?
Honey, not you. I'm here with Mary and Damien.
Hi.
Hello, Damien.
Hi.
How are you doing, BB? How are you? Sound good. You sound good.
I am. Just a tad scrocky. I'll try to work around it.
But you sound strong. I can hear it in your voice.
Well, I'm sitting up this time.
Okay. Well, that might do it.
Told you I wouldn't make that mistake again.
Yeah. You can't make the calls vertical.
No, you just sound like you're all drunk and on the floor, and I can't get up, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of puts a little bit of a... It puts a little lilt in there where you don't want it.
Yeah.
I wanted to. I see you were playing Lord Windorf tonight, and I got a reminiscing.
Yes. Monster Magnet.
Yeah.
What do you want to say? Well, what's your reminiscence?
Oh, you know, this is a curious part. After I might have mentioned it, but you were probably there. It was the Troc at Arrow in Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
What year was that, buddy?
I don't think I saw them.
1998.
I never saw them in Philly.
No?
No.
Oh, this was epic. It was Head P.E., Kid Rock, and Monster Magnet headlining.
Yeah, I was not there for that one. Oh, my God.
It was insane. It was like, first of all, it was three really disparate acts.
Yeah.
And guy from Head P.E. Oh, there's a guy up in the balcony not too far from us, a real local sort in a Flyers cap and jersey. He's like, boo! Boo! The guy from Head P.E. was, we want Boo Magnet! And then he and his girlfriend, they were getting down to Kid Rock. Boy.
All right. Whoa. Was Joe C. with Kid Rock at that point?
Joe C. was not there that night.
Mm. The late
no,
great
that
Joe
was Joe C.
C.
Free. It was, well, you ball with the ball, the bang, yeah. Bang, diggy, diggy.
Yeah.
That was the only thing we knew from this individual. And after the whole thing was over, I mean, we left right away, but apparently he bought the entire bar upstairs, the back bar in the truck, just bought. All my friends, you know, he just bought a round for the house.
Kid Rock did.
Yeah.
All right, look. That's a nice gesture. Does he seem like he seems like a creep? Yeah, he kind of seems like a creep. But he doesn't. This is what I'll give that guy. He doesn't charge a lot for his tickets. He tries to make his show super affordable for everybody. And anybody who at least has a. Look, God help you if that's the show you want to go see.
Yeah, it's a little rough.
Like, but if that's what you're into, this guy's at least has an eye toward making to not gouging the audience in every possible angle.
Mm-hmm.
He's great in Joe Dirt.
He's great in Joe Dirt.
Yeah.
And he's a Hall of Famer now. He's going to the WWE Hall of Fame this year.
Kid Rock is?
Kid Rock is.
Why is that?
Because he did the Undertaker's music when the Undertaker was a biker.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, when he's the American Badass. And then I think he also might have played a WrestleMania. I don't know why he really deserves to be in there.
That sounds like they just wanted Kid Rock to show up at the thing. And Kid Rock is finally like, someone's going to give me an award for anything. Like,
I think the smart money is that he's going to play The Undertaker out at WrestleMania this year.
Okay.
So that's going to be...
Have you seen The Undertaker lately?
He looks rough. It's not...
He doesn't look so healthy, no.
No, no. It's going to be a slow match with a,
yeah.
a real bummer.
Little chase
entrance.
Around the ring.
Yeah.
little chair throwing.
Yeah, a lot of frills are going to have to be put on that thing to make it watchable.
Now, that dude hit you in the chair with the chair in your movie, what is it?
Bloodlust.
Bloodlust.
Yes.
The Tournament of Death.
Yes.
Which is a great, which is a really great, it's online and people can track that down.
It's on
right?
YouTube.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube.
It's really good. Well, you got hit, the guy was showing you how the stuff goes and he just hits you in the back with a folding chair.
Yeah.
And you look like you legitimately felt it.
It hurt. So much.
And he was just like, come on, that doesn't hurt.
Well, at first he was like, I'm going to hit you in the head and show you that this doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do I look like a sucker?
No.
Yeah. There's no way I'm letting you hit me in the face with a chair.
Yeah.
I'm like, you can hit me on the back.
Yeah.
And he hit me.
That sounds more dangerous.
I swear to God, I could feel my head explode from that chair shot to my back.
Yeah.
Like the pain shot up my spine into my brain.
And I love how you're trying to look like you're like oh, that hurt, but you're trying to like smile still, like because you know it's like I can't fall to the ground in front of this. Like you can't.
No, I think I was more smiling about the fact that I can't believe I was dumb enough to think this guy wasn't going to hurt me with a steel chair.
But to be fair, the guy who did this when the event happens, the Tournament of Death happens, it ends with him being buried alive after getting thrown into a door-sized pane of glass over and over again.
Yeah.
And then he gets thrown onto a dirt mover, like a actual construction vehicle.
Well, at first they hit him with the exploding barbed wire baseball bat.
They hit him with an exploding barbed wire baseball bat. Then there were points watching this thing where I looked at the trees above the – there was like a bunch of times. Your thing is like – because it's like outside. So there's points where I'm watching. I'm just like looking at the top third of my computer screen at just like, oh, it's a nice sunny day. Look at those green – like how green those trees are while like the most gruesome thing is happening. But, yeah, so the guy gets hit with an exploding bat. Then gets dumped into like the scooper, and then the other guy is just like, I'm gonna effing bury you alive. And then they drive the vehicle to an open hole that they dump him into.
They dump him in.
And then start scooping dirt on top of him.
Filling it in.
While his wife is standing there just watching. And she just looks like this nice woman who's just like, oh, honey, why do you need to still do this?
She's obsessed with Disney.
Okay.
Like, there was a cut of the film, unfortunately, with a lot of stuff just about mm-hmm. her and her reaction to what this mm-hmm. guy does. And she met him as a wrestling fan, but I don't know if she's still a wrestling fan after seeing
him. Oh, no. I think she stopped being a wrestling fan the moment when, after the match is over, and he's back there, and it's like, there's so much blood and dirt. It's all mixed together. And he's like, I can't see. And she's just, like, looking at him. As he's like, I can't see. And then he finally gets cleaned up and you're like, how do you feel? And he's like, the wind hurts. He's like, the breeze that's blowing feels like fire on my skin. And then his wife is just looking on like, oh, this needs to stop.
Yeah.
Cause it's not even just like, honey, I did that thing. Here's the $400,000 I got for that. It's like, honey, I did that thing. Here's the $1,000 I got for that thing. Look. We all have our things. We all get beat up in one way or another. And these wrestlers, God love them, their form of getting beat up is getting beat up.
It's like the...
Amen.
Yeah, it's like that to me, deathmatch wrestling is the punk hardcore of professional wrestling.
Yeah. It's nuts.
It's nuts. It's very nuts.
Yes. Well, BB, anything else? I'm going to wrap it up if you...
No, man. Anything could be put off to a further time.
Well, you are doing... I'm glad you sound so good, and I will talk to you soon, my friend.
I bet you will, fella. All right. Mary!
Hey.
Keep watching Riverdale, honey. It's getting weird.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, take a little margaritas and screaking bed sheets.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
All right.
I'm still in season one.
Squeaking bed springs. You know, that's it. Those are birdies.
That's what now? That's Dirty Archie?
That's Dirty Archie, baby.
Right?
It's like the Archie you grew up with, buddy.
Why don't they just call Dirty Archie?
Dirty Archie.
Kids don't know what Archie is.
What's that?
Just remember, man, a blood oath with the girlfriend's father is never a good idea.
But they don't know what Riverdale is either. They have to find out.
Eh.
You find it, at least you see the word dirty in it. You'd be like, okay, maybe it's like Dirty Grandpa. All right. Thanks, baby.
Bye.
Love ya.
Bye.
Love y'all.
Bye.
Yeah, Dirty Archie. Mike?
Yeah.
You going to watch Riverdale? No.
Mm.
Mike gave me this DVD to watch. I had it in my house for 6 years. I watched it a long time ago, and then I put it on again this morning. It's a two DVD set of The Iceman Cometh on, like, with Lee Marvin in it. And I watched it this morning. I fell asleep so hard. And it's not even a judgment on the thing. It's people talking. Oh, Mike. And Mike, it's on Broadway now. Mike's saying it's on Broadway. And who's in it, Mike? That's weird. I can't believe it's Jack Black. No, Jack Black's in your show, Damien.
Yeah, Jack he's Black's on my podcast.
Denzel Washington's on Broadway.
Yeah, I would love to have Denzel Washington. If you have some secret punk history that I don't know about.
Denzel Washington's secret punk history.
I would love to find that out.
Yeah, so people can get turned out of punk where you find your podcast.
Yep.
They can check out the music of Effed Up where you find your music.
Yes.
They can check your wrestling doc out on YouTube.
Yes.
And they can keep their eyes peeled for the new series, which is it sometime this year?
The Wrestlers, yeah. It'll be coming out sometime this year.
Okay. And that's going to be here. You showed me footage from it. It's fantastic. And I'm not a big wrestling fan, but it's so interesting and so cool. This thing, people are going to be blown away by the stuff. Like the street wrestling was the craziest thing I've ever seen.
I got to show you when we're done what I saw in Kinshasa. It will make what you saw in TOD fade from your memory.
I can't wait. So, and effed up, we'll all hang tight and see what's what with that. Hopefully you guys are back soon and you see Damien. If you missed him with his shirt off, those days are gone. That's like the pre-shirt, post-shirt era of the band now.
Yes. Yeah, that's it. Like, and then eventually I'm going to take my shirt off again, and we're going to have a big reunion tour. We're going to be bigger than ever.
Yes. It'll be the big the shirts off tour. The
shirts off tour.
And Mary Houlihan, at Mary Hooley, your album is very funny.
Thank you.
Dream Phone. And people can get that over at Flannel Graph Records. And the timely thing is the van, the ambulance trip you're doing.
Yeah, give us money.
GoFundMe.com/HungryMonk.
Yes.
And that is happening this Sunday. I'm going to give money as soon as I get off the air.
Thank you.
Of course. Thank you, Mary. And I want to tell everybody listening, thank you for listening to the show. We will be back next week, and I'm going to play one more. That's right, I'm going to play another Monster Magnet song. I'm going all the way in with this, all the way in.
Can I say something before you play it?
Yeah, please.
Kent Stevenson introduced me to the show almost 16 years ago, whenever, and I owe him a debt, because this is not just the best show in name, this is the best show on the planet.
Oh my goodness.
So thank you, Kent.
Oh, yes, thank you, Kent. Because, Kent, if it wasn't for you, I would not know Damien. So I say thank you to you, Kent. And I say this, Monster Magnet playing Thursday at Music Hall Williamsburg, Friday at Starland Ballroom. I'm going to be at least one of them. So MGMT on Sunday night. That was fun. I'm going to see Monster Magnet. That'll be fun. Here's a song from the new album, Mind Bleeper. And this song's called When the Hammer Comes Down. Be back next week. Bye.